If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
When we get up, they can count on us to wash ourselves without a fuss. We dress ourselves, it's easy to do, and before you know it, we're through.
Now, which sex is your oldest?
We have a boy, Joshua, that's 16.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple years.
Kevin is a great guy. He is not much of an entertainer.
And then, of course, we brush our teeth, the row on top and the row beneath. We comb our hair, it's fun to do, and before you know it, we're through.
Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
I love to get high. Legalize Mary Jane. I love going to the 99 cent store when I'm high. Love to play some PlayStation when I'm high.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You know, I got some weed at work today. Y'all want to try it out?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Smoke weed.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Smoke weed.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine, Dick.
How long are you going to talk?
Roll another one.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Just like the other one.
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
This one seems to be about to end.
Do you want to buy some pot?
I don't have.
Take one hit. Don't you want to be cool?
Just pass it around.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
And now.
Rehabs need to check into rehab. They don't work. How many celebrities have gone through rehab's revolving doors over the past few years and never gotten over their addictions? There's only one thing that's been proven to cure a serious substance abuse problem. Marijuana.
Our feature presentation.
That's true. That's
really?
Been proven.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
That's been proven in the court of law, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
When Bill Maher is the president in this country, things are going to be different. I'll tell you that.
I'm straight.
We'll all have so vote for him.
We'll all have a hooker on our arms.
Yeah, exactly. We'll never marry and we'll only bang playmates. That'll be in Bill Maher's America.
Morning, can't everybody. Wait. It's the Kevin Abeen Show. It's 5:33, and it's Friday, the 7th of March. Bow, bow.
You know, everybody has levels of annoyance, levels of anger, levels of screaming, levels of how mad they get. Like, there's a top limit to how mad somebody can get.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I saw it from Lightning this morning. I actually saw Lightning more pissed about something than I've ever seen him pissed about.
Really?
I think I saw the same thing. Tell me why he was mad when you saw him.
I don't know. Something to do with the hubcaps on Beer Mug's car.
That's why.
He is throwing the biggest tantrum in the world. You would think that Beer Mug had just mown down his family, left them for dead, the way Lightning is screaming at him about his hubcaps. He's so offended by them.
Well, Beer Mug, instead of getting black rims, just took off his hubcaps just so that you can see the inside, like the black part of his rim, so that it looks kind of like it's black on black.
Okay.
And that's pretty ghetto to Lightning. He's like, no, you can't do that. Yeah, you can buy ribs. $60 for an 18-inch. What are you doing? I can see your lug nuts, for God's sakes. He actually said that.
But this is just like Psycho Mike yesterday with his tantrum over him not being on the birthday list. Why does Lightning care Mug does with his rims?
Lightning cares very much about cars.
Yeah, this is sacrilege.
Lightning, Beer Mug is a very, very low-paid employee.
Yeah, I know.
And
but
by low paid, I mean she paid. Means not paid.
I think what happened was, see, Super Steve bought a very similar Scion and did the same thing because Steve didn't have any dough. And then he pulled off the hubcaps. Yeah, so I think Mug said, oh, this is the trend. I'm thinking, dude, you seriously nowadays can get an 18-inch rim for $60.
That's one rim.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you need four, but I mean...
That's a lot of money.
He just spent $18,000 on a car, so you
and
can afford
no
to...
more money.
Maybe he's out.
Or wait. You don't have to take the hubcaps off. You can wait for maybe 3-4 weeks, maybe a month until you get the money for a nice set of wheels.
I don't understand why take the hubcaps off, though. Why not just leave the hubcaps on?
The latest trend is black rims. And most rims stock, like under the hubcaps, are flat black. So you get that instant appearance.
So it kind of looks like black just by popping off.
Well, you know what? A lot of race cars on the drag strip have black wheels, and that transcends to the street.
By the way, I don't know what makes you think, Lightning, that Beer Mug in 3 or 4 weeks is going to have expendable income of $250 to buy those rims. I mean, again, the guy doesn't have any money.
Plus, think of his booze budget.
I was thinking that, too.
You know? We know what he spends on alcohol.
He drinks that in a day.
Yeah. He should sell blood and plasma, sperm, in order to get the money.
Why does
you guys missed it yesterday when he was yelling at me.
For what?
Well, what's the complaint about you with your big banana car?
That's unforgivable what you did.
Banana car.
It's unforgivable what I did. Did you hear
what
I started?
Did you do? Yeah.
You know, every Thursday, we've got a great guy named Hector who comes here who washes our cars.
Great. Sure.
He does a really diligent job.
What are you talking about? 7 out of 10 at best.
Oh,
he does a great car wash, and he only charges $10.
I know,
you get what you pay for.
So Lucky says to me,
"You're gonna let Hector wash your new car?"
And I was like, "Yeah, sure."
First of all, he uses hose water. Second of all, he uses chamois, and he doesn't even have the proper machinery to clean them.
I'm telling you, he's taken all the sediment from everyone else's cars and rubbing it into Ralph's brand new, beautiful car. It's a tragedy.
I've got my car washed because the guy comes to the station.
He does here in the parking lot. Yeah.
It's so convenient.
It's wonderful.
For $10, I've got my car washed for 4 years.
You're
by that
trading
guy.
Convenience for paint because it's rubbing all.
My paint is fine.
Paint is fine,
and the car wash is really kind of exceptional.
But he uses hose water.
Exceptional.
What does that mean?
He uses hose water. What is he supposed to go to a mountain glacier and melt down some ice and bring it down in buckets to wash your car?
Any good self-respecting detailer would use deionized water.
Well, of course. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows. Come on now.
Seriously.
You don't want those nasty ions all over your car.
No, it glides right off. It keeps the
but
dirt off.
But he's not a detailer. He just comes and washes cars.
I know. He's just washing the dirt off. I mean, I get that. It's
That's what a car wash is.
But don't you want a car?
He's just washing it.
But
taking the dirt
listen
off.
To me.
How dare he?
He says it in a disgusting tone.
He doesn't, the chamois, right? After 30 cars, it's got a lot of sediment in it, and he's scratching up all the other cars.
Here's the thing about that. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Lightning's just making wild assumptions.
Look at the black cars. Look at Mr. Weatherby's car. Look at some of the other cars that he's had a chance to clean, and they're just spider swirls all over it. By the way, I had to call my guy in to go detail Mr. Weatherby's car. So he could return it back to the dealer because it was there were so many squirrels all over it, and that's from Hector.
Why do you hate?
Maybe Beer Mug should get a job out there washing cars to raise money for his new rims.
Using deionized water.
Deionized
and
water.
And baby asses to wash the car with. So it's right.
No chamois, baby asses.
That's right. Live babies crawling all over the car. Wash it off. Soap of babies.
The things that you are obsessed about, like Beer Mug's ribs. I mean, okay, maybe it's a little ghetto. Okay, so what? I can't imagine getting upset about
that. I don't know. It's just that it's so easy not to be ghetto.
Maybe he wants to be ghetto.
No, but I don't think he thought about it.
How does it affect you one way or the other if he's ghetto?
He pulled it off and thought, oh, this is cool. I'm like, you don't get...
Well, you should certainly dissuade him from that idea.
You can't just go to Pep Boys and buy some parts and throw them on your car and now it's cool. I mean, you have to do the right things to your vehicle.
You've got to spend a lot of money but listen, or trade mentions on the radio for equipment. That's how you do it.
I'm the car cool police. I say no, he gets a ticket.
But see, listen, stock, it was cooler. stock, it was at least it looked good. And now it just looks like you're riding on stock rims.
Let him drive what he wants to drive and don't care. Just live and let, live, and let live. That's what you do.
Make a documentary about it, Scorsese.
It's all I have.
Make an impassioned documentary. You can send a Sundance next year of how people
get out there with your get out there with your camera and document this travesty, this the crime against nature.
Like, this guy over here just washes the dirt off. It's an outrage with ionized water.
All right. Good Very times. Well. Good times indeed.
All right. That's a good start. Thanks, Light.
That's my pleasure. I'm telling you, if you'd have heard him this morning, though, Beer Mug's rims is Lightning's personal Darfur. I mean, it really is. Like, he has never been more pissed about anything in his life.
All right. Let's steal his rims today. Okay. It's 5:40. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
You know, it's No Cussing Week in South Pasadena.
Oh, yes.
F them.
This weekend, the first week of March every year, by the way.
Yeah. It's an annual.
I don't think we knew that going into this whole thing. No. So Psycho Mike went out onto the streets of South Pasadena where he lives and interviewed the common folk.
Excellent.
Hear about that coming up just after 6 o'clock here on K-Rock. We're going to talk to Kim Martin, who's a contestant on That's Amore.
Whore!
Which is, I don't know, I mean, there's a lot of competition for the worst reality show ever.
It's right up there.
This one's
right
up there.
It's the worst reality show that Flavor Flav's not on.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. So we're going to talk to her today on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have the Guinness Brewmaster, Fergal Murray, talking about Guinness Proposition 317, national holiday for St. Patrick's Day.
A lot of people behind that.
That's a great idea.
Sure.
It is a great idea.
You know what they should do? I was thinking about this yesterday. You can't get 2 days for that because you need the hangover time.
You really need the day after.
So this needs to be the first official holiday that goes from noon on the 17th to noon on the 18th. 24 hours.
That's a great idea.
Stay out late, sleep in, get up and go to work.
I like it.
24 hours. There you go. Movie beat today because it is Friday. We'll tell you the new movies that are in the theater. Amy Winehouse has a lot of trouble. Apparently, the latest Ralph reported yesterday, she's, well, I don't know, putting out her cigarettes on her face.
Yeah, a lot of her trouble seems to be from the neck up right
now. Really?
Yeah.
Pretty much all of it. And Rob Dyrdek is in the studio today from Robin Big, professional skateboarder. We will talk to him about a new DC shoe store opening and his third season of Robin Big. And, of course, seasons 1 and 2 that are out on DVD. So that's all coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat.
Finally Friday. Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat for the end of the week. What's going on, Ralph?
15 seconds. Hello? 15 seconds, Kevin? Really? That's the heads up you give me? That's the warning? Well, 15 seconds?
Well, Mike's usually here to tell you that. Yeah. And I realized he wasn't. I don't know where he was.
You said, F, Ralph.
Oh, no. There's 15 seconds is what I said.
Whoa! Yeah. What's up, people?
Hey, Ralph.
You know, just trying to calm Lightning down. That's all. That's all we've been doing so far today.
Ionized water. You know, I've been living in Los Angeles for many, many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you may know I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah.
And sometimes a year I miss being there more than others. But when I saw the paper today, it really, really took me back and really hurt that I wasn't living.
It's not the Mummers Parade again, is it?
City of my home, city of brotherly love.
What is it that you miss?
Today kicks off the start of Beer Week in Philadelphia.
Oh, I didn't know there was a Beer Week anywhere.
They have a 10-day beer festival in Philadelphia.
And they call it a week?
It's almost Beer 2 weeks. Well, beer week and a half.
It's kind of both. It's like bookend by both weekends. So, so Monday, actually, will start the official start of Beer Week.
How come we don't have Beer Week here?
I don't know.
What did they do for Beer Week?
They have about 100 different events throughout the city. It's they've got beer festivals. Dinners you can buy, tours of local breweries, special beer deals at area restaurants downtown and taverns and other bars, and it's just a spectacular event. And I'm just missing it, that's all.
I imagine.
I miss Beer Week.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
It was last week's Beer Week.
Yeah.
Sorry, last year's Beer Week.
Hasselhoff's moving to Philadelphia for a week, I've heard, so we'll see why. Oh, American Idol last night was so tasty, so sweet, so yummy, so I just wanted to... I wanted to just squish its head off and hang it from a rearview mirror. That's how good it was.
Yeah.
Was this the results show?
It was the results show, Lisa. We lost a good one. That's a shame. Katie Malloy, the smoking hot girl from Texas with the big cans. Just couldn't pull it off. They voted her off. And then Luke Menard, this sort of good-looking dude who a lot of the girls liked. He wasn't very good. He got voted off. Asia Epperson, she was the surprise of the night because she's a pretty talented... young African-American singer, and usually they go on to, at least to the first top 10.
Not Asian at all, Mike, actually. Just her name was Asia.
Yeah.
But the sweetest vote of all came at the end of the show, and they know how to do their show, the American Idol folks.
Did they kick Ryan off?
Yes. Seacrest was voted
off. That'd be the best.
Surprise announcement. And the next person to go is me. After the break. Danny Noriega.
No.
The little Jessica Alba lookalike Fruit Loop who wants Santa Claus to rape your mother for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is a surprise vote.
What a coincidence.
He got the boot. Yeah, I guess America doesn't like it when you threaten to rape their mothers, Danny Noriega.
Hmm.
And he was just bawling. And his girlfriend was bawling.
Good.
It was awesome.
Girlfriend, by the way.
Yeah, female right. friend.
Female friend.
It was just great to watch him suffer.
Can I tell you who was crying more than Danny Noriega?
Who?
You.
Little Mrs. Mrs. Donna Baxter.
No way!
She loves him so much.
How can she love him? He's so obnoxious.
I don't know. She said that women love having gay best friends and that she wants him to be hers.
But
I don't know.
He loves himself so much.
Yeah, I know.
It's awful.
I think he would get very annoying very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. He's such an egotist and just obnoxious and just...
She literally cried.
No, she did not.
I swear to God, she literally cried.
Does she not have anything going on in her life either?
She does, but she just loved him. She enjoyed him so much. Now she thinks the show's going to be boring. She didn't even care now that he's gone.
She was thinking about her marriage.
Well, that could have
been nothing to do with Danny.
You got to start beating her. You really do. That's inexcusable. So, yeah, say good. I guess it was he was TMTH, really. That's what happened.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah,
sure.
It's too much to handle in Danny Noriega speak. So, there you go.
I hate that whole
show. LOL.
I hate all of you for watching.
On The View yesterday, I'm going from American Idol to The View.
Yeah, wow.
Whoopi Goldberg was discussing Patrick Swayze's pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they co-starred together in Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
And she told people when she won her Academy Award, the only person she really thanked was Patrick, because apparently he went to the producers and said, "I'm not making this movie unless you put Whoopi Goldberg in it."
What?
Well, that'll show you what that gets you.
Yeah.
Cancer. He should have thought of that before.
Earned it.
I think there's a direct relation.
There isn't?
I don't think so.
You put Whoopi Goldberg in a movie and wins her an Oscar? You think the universe is going to let that lay? You think that's just going to be acceptable?
That's true.
There aren't some repercussions?
I forgot she got an Oscar for that. It's BS.
Attention must be paid. That's all I got to say. Lindsay Lohan's very happy with the attention she's getting by showing off her guns in the New York Magazine as Marilyn Monroe.
Who?
Lindsay Lohan!
Lindsay Lohan.
Apparently, thinks it's reviving her career, showing off her boobies.
Fantastic. Well, show them off more.
It was one of the few things she's done in the last year that was a positive that people looked at and said, yeah, that's good.
However, Dina Lohan, her mom/manager, tells Us Weekly magazine that there's no way she'll take it all off for Hefner. Her daughter will definitely not be stripping for Playboy magazine anytime.
Her daughter can't speak for herself?
Apparently not. Dina calls the shots when it comes to showing the fire crotch. So that's bad news for all of us.
Whore.
Bad news for all of us who wanted to play Connect the Dots with Lindsay Freckles.
Which there are many of.
Yeah, apparently you get like a fire truck or something if you just do it in the right
order.
Right?
Yeah, that's what you get.
Katie Holmes wants us all to know how fabulous her husband is.
Here we go again.
In InStyle magazine, she says her relationship with Tom just gets better and better every day.
Wow.
Sure.
It's good to be her.
That is the only marriage in the history of mankind that gets better and better every day.
No road bumps, no downs,
usually
nothing.
It starts off great, and then it gets a little bit, and then it goes good again, and then it's a little bit, and then it goes great, and then not so good.
Not with Tom.
Not with Tom. Better and better every day. And Tom, she said, is the ultimate giver.
Yes.
When she gave birth to their daughter, Suri, Tom went into the delivery room and had pre-lit candles set all around so Katie would be in a calm, supportive place.
Didn't he tape her mouth, too, so she wouldn't really utter a sound?
He did put a hefty bag over her head with duct tape on her neck, yes. But she could, through the hefty bag, she could see glimmers of pre-lit candles.
It was very, candles.
Very soothing for her as they strapped her down and took the alien child from her. Ashley Tisdale's old nose lives on.
Wow.
In Touch magazine is reporting that she's upset because the High School Musical dolls of her character Sharpay have her pre-surgery nose, and it keeps reminding her of what her nose looked like before she had her nose job.
Really? They wanted to change. She wants them to change the dolls.
I think Mattel needs to go in there with little tiny plastic surgeons and give them all nose jobs. Yes. So if you want Ashley Old Nose, you can still get it if you buy the action figure, I guess.
What if you don't?
Then just don't.
Okay.
Kevin Costner. When's the last time Kevin Costner was in a hit movie, by the way? I was just thinking.
A hit movie?
A hit movie. Like six. Well, he's considered a movie star. When's the last time he made a movie anybody wanted to see or went to see?
Well, we were talking just this week about the one he did with Ashton Kutcher, the Coast Guard movie. That was not a hit.
No.
Mr. Brooks, not a hit. That was his serial killer movie, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. That was not a hit. What was the last one?
3 Miles to Graceland before that.
3 Miles to Graceland was horrible.
Dragonfly, not a hit.
No.
Not a hit.
Message in a Bottle.
Not a hit.
Been a long time.
Anyway, he's now getting paid not to act, which I think is the way to go. Apparently, he was signed on to do a movie called Taming Ben Taylor.
Right.
Sometimes when you sign them to do a movie, they fall out of production. Everything's in place, but it just doesn't happen. It happens all the time.
For whatever reason.
That's why they have invented the pay or play clause for a lot of contracts.
Right.
Which means if it does, you know, if you set aside your time to do it, if you're an actor and you commit to the project and it doesn't come off, you still get paid anyway. So Costner apparently had such a deal with this production company, and he sued them for the $8 million he was supposed to be paid, and they just settled yesterday. And he came out ahead.
Wow.
No, the details of the payoff are being kept private, so we don't know if he got the whole $8 million bucks or not, but apparently he got a substantial amount.
Who's still giving him a pay or play, by the way?
I know.
After that many bad movies in a row?
Should be lucky to be working. But I think this is a good sign. I think we should start paying Kevin not to make movies, and we'll all be a lot happier off. And Bean?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm no fan of yours what? Personally.
Of his?
No.
Yeah.
Of Friday Night Lights. But I want to give you some props and some congratulations to you and Lisa May.
Let's hear it.
NBC is picking up Friday Night Lights for yet another season.
Really? It's official? That happened?
Happy. Yes. Here's how it happened. Apparently, NBC loves the show. Jeff Zucker, head of entertainment over there, is just a big, big fan. He's dying to keep it on the air. But financially, it just didn't make any sense.
Right.
They were taking it in the ass financially on this show.
I'm sure it was a very expensive show to do.
So what happened is they've partnered up with DirecTV. DirecTV is going to pay for a portion of the production cost for this TV series.
I never heard of that.
It's a new idea that a satellite company will provide money for production in order for an exchange on having exclusive content to air on their satellite station. You know, DirecTV has that, I guess it's Channel 101 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like their exclusive television.
That's a good channel.
Is that where they're going to show
a lot of music?
Well, no, you'll be able to see it on NBC, but you'll also be able to see it in high def on 101 on DirecTV. I'm assuming at the same time you'll be able to see it over there exclusively on DirecTV.
So how about that?
They have partnered up, and they're going to share costs, and apparently this will keep Friday Night Lights on the air for at least one more season.
That is great news.
Fantastic news.
So there you go for
fantastic
all you
news.
All you Friday Night Light fans.
It has been a month now since we've had new episodes.
A month?
Last week, here's what a geek I am. Last week, I rented the movie, so at least I could have something to watch. So last Friday night, I watched the film Friday Night Lights.
But it's not related to the series, is it? Except for...
It is, kind of.
No, it is. They based the movie was based on the book. The TV series is based on both.
Okay.
So it's all the same project. Everything named Friday Night Lights.
So Kyle Chandler stars in the movie then, right? He plays the coach in the movie?
Nope.
So
you get Billy Bob Thornton plays the coach.
The wife
but all
is the
all
same.
The characters are the same though, right? All the characters in the
series
are
the same. A lot of them are. But they added a bunch of stuff for the TV show. But they're all based on the same source material, which is the popular book that's based on a true story.
What are your plans for the next 28 weekends in a row when you don't have Friday Night Lights?
I think I'm going to have to read the book. I think that's all that's left.
Yeah. Did your wife cry when the movie was over? She definitely wanted Billy Bob Thornton to be your best friend.
She didn't because Danny was... Is that his name? Danny?
Yeah.
Danny
his kid's
Noriega.
Name?
Yeah.
Danny Noriega wasn't in that, so she didn't cry. She only cries at him.
Unacceptable.
I think you know what it is, Ralph? I think she felt some kind of a human connection with someone else in the world.
And that was a foreign feeling to her because she's been trapped on Hell Island for so long?
Yeah.
See, that's
probably what it was.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Laura Prepon.
Yeah.
You know her as Donna on That 70s Show, and I think she's also in that October Road series.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
That series.
About a writer who comes home to his hometown and hangs out with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
Okay.
She's 27 years old today. Rachel Weisz.
Oh!
Rachel Weisz, Rachel Weisz, every morning I do you.
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
She's 36 years old today. Willard Scott, the old
weather guy from the Today Show.
He's wacky, that Willard
Scott.
He's
nuts. Sometimes he's got old people, and he'll go, happy birthday, you're 100. And then Smucker's Jelly will show a picture of him. It's good times on the
Today
Show.
That is good TV right there.
Yeah. He's 73 years old today.
Balls.
And Peter Wolf. Does that name sound familiar to you?
Peter Wolf.
He was the lead singer for... Kevin, yes?
That band that does...
Yes, Kevin?
Yes,
come on,
right.
Kevin, you can do it. Use that brain.
Love
Use
Hurts.
It.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
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 No. No.
I don't remember, sorry.
The Jay Giles Band.
Jay Giles, Band.
Remember Jay Giles Band?
Sure.
I'd love
You were
Jay
close.
Giles
you were thinking
band.
Of Love Stinks is what you were
love
thinking.
Love Stinks, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Love Stinks. Do we have a little Jay Giles Band around?
I don't believe we do.
Really? Oh, I heard they were sending some in. That's why I made a big deal out of it. I guess you didn't get anything.
Sorry, I was unaware of that.
All right, I'll just have to do my version. Okay. Angel is a centerfold. I'll do the greatest hits.
Don't need that.
Love Stinks. What other Jay Giles Band songs are there?
That's enough.
Bean, what other Jay Giles songs are there?
Well, those are the biggies.
Freeze Frame.
Flamethrower.
Flamethrower.
Freeze Frame was the 1-2 punch. I think you hit it. I think you covered it.
That is one of the only songs that has doodle-loot in it.
It does.
Ralph certainly has a lot of imagination.
Yeah, he does.
I haven't had my coffee yet. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, though, it's been a big week down in South Pasadena where our own Psycho Mike lives. I guess all the residents there are abuzz over this new citywide proclamation that says no cussing for the first week of March. Not just this week, but forever. Is that right, Mike?
No, it's just this week, I think.
Right, but annually, I think.
Oh, yeah, no, they want to continue. Yeah. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Yes. Yeah, they want to continue this forever. They really, the city council there thinks this is a good deal, good idea.
Who is this kid on a unicycle that came up with this idea and presented it in front of the city council? And how many times has he been beaten up since this thing started?
I don't know. His name is McKay Hatch. He is a freshman at South Pasadena High School. I went down and talked to some of the students there.
Mm-hmm. You went to that school?
I did.
Okay.
Also talked to some of the business owners and just residents around town. McKay Hatch, people know who he is. And although the city council and the mayor might be pretty happy with No Cussing Week, citizens, for the most part, not too keen on it. Yeah,
they all want to move out of South Pass?
I don't know if they want to go to that extent. But they really feel like it's a slippery slope. Like, this is one sign of their rights being taken away, and it might lead to other stuff.
You could tell, by the way, that this kid is young and pretty naive.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, really, you don't cuss for 1 week a year and you're going to say no to drugs? Seriously.
Look, he's 14 and he rides a unicycle. And
I'm out right there. That's strike one, two, and three for me.
He probably is like, look, I'm getting in the paper, and this is so sweet. I'm on television news and all that stuff. But when he's 25, he's going to look back and like, dude, I really wish I didn't do that.
What a dork. Why didn't people tell me?
Yeah.
All right, so you took the microphone. The K-Rock microphones were there.
I went all over the 90034. I wanted to know how people feel, how they truly feel about No Cussing Week.
How do you feel about No Cussing Week here in South Pasadena?
I like that because I f***ing hate cussing. It makes me sick to my f***ing stomach. It's a good idea.
No Cussing Week is absolutely f***ing ridiculous, if you ask me, because we need to let out, what we need to let out. And, Mayor, I respect you. I know you're trying to do your best, but you're not cutting it on this topic.
You think it's going well?
No.
Kid like you cusses a lot, huh?
Yeah.
What do you have to say to the 14-year-old that really started this whole thing?
He's a douche. I have him in my choir class. He's actually a pretty good guy.
He's in choir.
Yeah.
He rides a unicycle.
Yeah.
Does he strike you as a heterosexual fellow?
No.
As a hot chick from South Pasadena High School, do you feel like he could probably still get laid?
No.
No chance, huh?
No chance.
How old are you?
14.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Stay away from Jed the Fish's house.
I'm not really I don't understand. A what?
A week of no cussing.
That's ridiculous. Redonkulous.
Okay.
Preposterous.
Preposterous.
And what else ends in us?
It's probably some Christian evangelical face that's doing all this bullshit.
I'm on 4,000 milligrams of Lortab. You want to talk to me about that bullshit?
If you could give one message to the mayor of South Pasadena, what would it be?
Watch more South Park.
Fuck that shit out. I'm fucking kick that motherfucking little ass.
Very compelling argument.
I can't. Who the fuck is he, little that wants to fucking... And no cousin? Fuck you. Freedom of speech, motherfucker.
So, tell me how you really feel.
I really f***ing hate that f***ing rule.
Cussing is part of the American culture. This is what goes on in the country.
They just need to let us alone and let us be.
It helps out a lot with little freshmen.
Only freshmen shouldn't cuss?
Only freshmen. Little babies.
What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
So, you're free to cuss?
Yeah, I'm free to cuss.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till I die. F***
hippies.
If I could give a message to the people that are behind No Cussing Week, what would that message be?
Eat a big fat
Very nice. That is
support beautiful. The community.
Sounds like it's going well.
That is patriotic. Who's the F hippies guy? What was that about?
The best man ever.
Did he think the kid was a hippie?
I don't know. He was going on his rant. He's like, and it started with the freeways coming in here and the train tracks and my rights are slowly dissolving. It's the hippies, I'm telling you. And that man should be our next president.
I want to move to South Pass now. Thank you, Mike.
I'm going to tell you guys something so shocking about Amy Winehouse that you're going to think I'm lying. You're not even going to believe the words that are about to come out of my mouth.
I don't think there's anything that shocking about her left.
Everybody knows who Amy Winehouse is by now. She's the Grammy Award-winning singer with the big beehive who's got all the drug problems, sings the Rehab song, right? Are you ready for what I'm about to tell you? Are you sitting down, Kevin?
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about. You have a picture in your mind of Amy Winehouse, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
She's 24 years old.
Oh!
Wow, that's an ugly 24.
Come on.
Wow.
September of 1983, she was born. She's only 24. Look at her.
She's the worst looking 24 ever.
She really is. Oh,
the story
God.
Comes out from The Sun in London, and it's a magazine that's saying she was in a restaurant, she was smoking, waitress had to walk over and tell her to stop smoking three different times.
Mm-hmm.
She got upset, she looked the waitress in the eye, she took her cigarette and put it out on her cheek.
Oh.
Yay!
Everybody that was watching was horrified.
The waitress smell of burning flesh.
The waitress covered her mouth and went back and told the manager. And she according to the report, she was so high she barely felt it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's pretty baked all the time. I mean, if you saw her performance on the Grammys, she looked like she was just going through the motions. But we asked producer Lightning to find somebody we could talk to about this story. And I think, as unbelievable as this may seem to you, that Amy Winehouse herself is on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Amy.
Oi, how's it going?
Good. We're looking for Amy Winehouse, please.
Yeah, this is Amy. How you doing?
You're the singer Amy Winehouse?
What did I just say?
Well, you sound like a dude.
Well, it's early.
Okay.
All right. You okay?
God. Yeah, I'm all right.
All right. What about this this story that Kevin was just reading from? Did you really put a cigarette out on your face in a restaurant?
Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? Who would do that?
It sounds ridiculous to us.
I mean, if I were to take this cigarette I've got right now,
and
I were to take it and put it out in my face like this. Ow, 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 ow! That would hurt, wouldn't it?
Well, yes.
I would think so, yeah.
Why I wouldn't do it.
So you did it in the restaurant and you did it now?
Oh, yeah, I just did, didn't I?
The article
proved my point.
Not even a little bit. No, Amy, the article says that you hardly flinched when you put the cigarette in your skin because you were so high. You were so out of it, you didn't feel the pain.
Well, that, and I'm also lucky because my face is covered with sores from impetigo.
Yeah, there is that.
So a lot of raised sores sort of buffered it between a cigarette and my face.
God, that's Amy.
Very and the wetness of the runny sores sort of put the cigarette out.
Oh, oh.
And it was lucky because I was still in pain from all my decayed teeth falling out. So I was
good morning.
Distracted me, didn't it?
Yeah. Is Bean right? You're only 24?
That's right. Yeah.
You look 74. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's just. In the morning, I have to cough up a small owl sometimes.
Is that right?
Isn't it the middle of the afternoon for you, Amy?
That's what I said. It's early.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Early.
Now, are you talking to us from rehab or are you already out?
No, I'm at home.
You're at home, okay.
Yeah, just trying to keep myself busy, you know, putting things out of my face.
Right.
Hey, look, here's a stapler. Here's a stapler. Look at it. Ow. Ow.
Amy.
Ow.
Amy, you're not...
Oh, balls. Oh, that hurt.
Amy, don't staple your face.
And look, I've got staples in my face.
Well, why would you do that? That just doesn't make any sense.
It's better than rehab, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
What about your husband? You still married to that guy who's in jail?
Yes. Blake's in jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the last part of why I have to keep myself busy at home. Because I don't have not much to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I take, for instance, this power drill right here. If I were to take this...
Don't do that. Don't.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Did you drill your face?
Yes.
Why did you drill your face?
I have no idea.
My God.
Ow!
Well, of course it hurts. What's wrong with you?
You're going to have to go to the emergency room.
Ow!
It's not going to make you look better.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
That was very painful.
That's our point.
Oh, bloody hell.
What are you doing?
Don't do that.
Ow.
So impetigo,
ow.
Cigarettes,
ow.
Staplers,
ow.
Drills.
Drill.
Ow. Ow.
You've got to stop that, Amy.
Oh, look, a sledgehammer.
No.
No,
don't do that. Don't do that.
So not a sledgehammer.
It sounds like really more of a jackhammer, I think.
What are you doing,
you're
Amy?
Your face.
That one wasn't so bad.
Really?
And right now, Dave, the King of Mexico, has joined us. Good morning, King. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's going on, Dave?
You know, it's another rough
night. You sound rough today, dude.
Yeah, party last night, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on with you and Yaz, by the way? I haven't heard a peep about you and the former Miss Double December lately. You guys still hot and heavy?
That's all good. It's all good right now, yeah.
Dave doesn't really spill much personally.
He doesn't.
Nope.
No.
It's not much fun for us,
I am a gentleman.
Dave.
I'm not a fan of gentlemen. It doesn't make it fun for us.
If I were banging Yaz, man, I'd have new Polaroids every single day.
Yeah, wow. Talk about Bean's blog. Write about that all day long.
Yeah.
So, Dave, what's going on? Yesterday you came in and you said, I need some time on tomorrow's show. And we said, no. And you said you needed it. And we said, all right.
Well, yeah, I had a little announcement to make. It deals to you, Kevin.
Okay.
You know what? Mike, hit it, dude. Play the song.
How do I say goodbye to this season? We miss Brandon Livingston. Now what? Sam is gone. I thought we'd get to see the playoffs, but the playoffs have gone away.
Wow.
It's so hard to say goodbye to this season.
Flippers?
Could you hear the music?
No.
Yeah. Guys, I'm throwing it in. I'm raising the white flag.
Really?
Oh, yeah, this season. You know, it all started when I went to the game this Monday, and I couldn't tell who was on the court for my team.
You didn't recognize the names?
I recognized a couple starters, and then the bench players came in. I'm like, wow, I don't know who these guys are.
So it's not the Clippers you fell in love with. That's your problem.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Clippers, and I'm still going to root for them and everything.
I thought when that song started, you were turning your back on them. You're doing the right thing. And you were saying,
No.
Just for this season?
I'm giving up. I'm not giving up on the season. I'm just saying this season is a bust. And you know what, Kevin? I have something for you.
Yes, you do.
Is it cash?
It's credits. It's credits.
Green
to finalize our
Lisa, would you mind handing me those credits?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that
very
was
much.
For who'll get further in the playoffs? Since I already paid you off for that.
Yeah, he already gave up on the season. Now he's given up for who goes further in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm throwing it in. I will not speak of the Clippers anymore for the rest of the season.
Promise.
Wow.
I promise.
Okay,
yeah.
Now wait a minute. Now here's the important part.
Yeah.
I can understand that. I don't even feel like piling on you because the Lakers are doing so well. The Clippers are doing so poor.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Not even fun.
Yeah.
But I don't care about the rest of the season as much as I care about the beginning of next season when it gets to be like preseason and you start mouthing off about this is the year they're going all the way. I think that the ban should be until the Clippers are playing well enough to make the playoffs.
Oh, God.
Not
no,
just
dude.
The beginning of the year.
He'll never be able to talk again.
No, Elton Brand is practicing now. So, you know, just give him a couple of months to get ready.
Because the offensive thing is when you come in and act like, I don't know, like somehow the Clippers deserve your confidence for the season and the playoffs and everything else. Because they don't until they earn it.
You know,
that's
we're going to get a good draft pick and, you know, hopefully get a good player, Michael Beasley. And, you know, we're going to do good next season. Next season, yeah. Buddy.
Right, but I'm saying you shouldn't talk about it until you start doing good. Unless you're, say, over 500.
Well, we're over 500 when we go 1-0, so that cool?
Okay. As long as when you then lose one and then lose another one, you stop talking about it.
No, but as far as this season goes, I'm quiet. You will not see.
Dave, you're not rushing any conclusions here. I mean, the Clippers their winning percentage is .339 right now. They are 20-39. You sure it's too late for them to pull it out?
Yeah, you know, when they're about like 16 games back of the playoffs, then yeah, I think it is.
And there's what? There's another month?
2 months.
First week of April. When did the playoffs start, Mike? You know when the playoffs start?
Almost
like
middle of April, yeah.
Yeah, so the Clippers are 20-39, then Sacramento is 27-34, and above them, Golden State, 37-23. Above them, Phoenix, 40-21, and above them, Lakers, 43-18.
That's just in their division.
Just
that's not
in their
even,
division.
That's not even the conference, you know? So, but yeah.
That was a touching, sad song.
Yeah, it was tough to make. You know, I tried as hard as the Clippers did this season, you know?
It was tough to listen to.
It was harder to listen to than it was to make because...
You didn't hit a note.
Not some notes.
I don't know if you heard it. I mean, if you want to play it again, go for it.
I heard it.
Oh, no.
Trust me when I say I heard
How
it.
How do I say goodbye to this season?
Balls.
We miss Brandon Livingston.
Oh, does this sound
what is
good?
Now Sam is gone.
Now, when you're singing this, you're thinking to yourself, this sounds good. I'm nailing it.
No. I'm thinking, man, this is a hard song. I should have chosen an easier song. But I was going to stick with it because it's good.
That is terrible. I mean, seriously terrible.
But the playoffs have gone away.
That was almost on TV.
It's so hard to say goodbye to this season.
You are a horrible singer.
Yeah.
Clippers.
And now, a moment with Bean.
And the Dodgers are, you know, being as good as they need to be to stay in first place right now. And it's no small because of him, you know.
Would you say it's no small because of him?
That's right.
That was a moment with Bean.
That's accurate.
You don't need all the words to get your point across. When you're as good as Bean, you can just put a couple out. Just sprinkle the words out and people.
How
people
seldom,
right
though,
up.
Do I get the option of mocking somebody for that? I mean, really rarely.
Well, wow. I deserved it that time.
Usually
I earned it.
The other
look
way
at you.
I know.
And
it's
then
the other
look
way
at
around.
Everyone else.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's nice.
Ralph, what about your new girlfriend? Is her name Kim that we're going to talk to after the news at 7 from That's Amore?
Yes.
Yep.
She is spectacular. She is a charming woman with a big heart and a lot of sympathy and empathy for other people. I find her... just to be a giver. Oh, no, wait a minute. She's one of the most vicious bimbos you've ever met in your life.
She's
this
on
one
that
girl
dude.
Made one small crack about that her boobs may not be spectacular, and this woman rode that other girl into the ground until she was her bones were turned to dust. Vicious, vicious, vicious girl.
But kind.
But kind. Kindly yeah. Vicious.
Excellent.
Viciously kind.
We will see if we can make her cry in retaliation coming up after the news at 7. Plus, Rob from Rob and Big on MTV joins us in the 7 o'clock hour, too. We've got a lot of questions for that dude and the way he's living his life. Like, how can we come with you,
no
for
kidding.
Instance? First, though, Rob's got the showbiz beat for Friday morning at 6:47.
Speaking of crying, there was a lot of tears last night in American Idol.
The, excellent.
Contestants were narrowed down to the top 12, as they call them. Top 12. If I'm not mistaken, these are the 12 kids who get to go on tour and make the money on the American Idol tour.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I see. So this is an important stage for these people. They definitely want to get into the top 12 because then they've got a gig at least for a year and they're, you know, flying around the country singing for people. So this is...
Well, this is it. This is the money. They made
this is the money. This yeah. is the money round. However, Katie Malloy, one of my favorites, did not make it. She is just delicious.
Not a great singer,
no,
though.
No, but just hot. Just cans well, and just...
There's always porn.
Just silky smooth skin and lustrous blonde hair and just a mouth that you just want to...
Easy, easy, dude. Easy.
Kiss gingerly on the lips.
Okay, all right.
She's gone. Luke Menard. He was a good-looking kid. Kind of looked like a male Orlando Bloom.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. A male Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Orlando Bloom. And Hugh Jackman had a baby,
mm-hmm.
it would look like this guy. Of course, Orlando would carry the baby because he'd be the woman.
Of course.
Yes.
That's
but
right.
not a standout singer. So he didn't make it. Asia Epperson, a talented young lady from Joplin, Missouri, she also got voted off. But the one had me cheering, literally in my living room, standing up, high-fiving myself.
You were happy to see this person go?
Was Danny Noriega.
Oh, that's the little gay girl.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It's Jessica Alba.
The Jessica Alba lookalike.
Yeah.
Who had the video that came out that said he wanted Santa Claus to rape our mothers on Christmas.
That's when he was a punk singer.
Right, when he was an outlaw, played by his own rules.
Sure.
And also gave us the legendary phrase, TMTH.
Sure.
Which is too much to handle.
Yeah.
He was crying. And his little girlfriend... Who fell in love with
him.
He
has a girlfriend.
Well, a female friend. His sister. Little Ramalay Mumblay.
Something like that.
That's her name?
Yeah. She's a Filipino girl. During the show, they would do this. He would put up his hand like this.
Right.
I'm cupping my hand as sort of like a half a heart.
Right.
And from across the room, she would go like this and make the other half of the heart. And they would, and they would, in their minds, put the two halves together and show their love for each other.
Oh, wow.
Gay? Yes.
It was like being in a homeroom with fifth graders.
That's
is what
why
it was like
I love
watching
to see
that show.
Her cry and that go, because there's no room for this summer camp BS on American Idol. Cutthroat, cutthroat, cutthroat. That's what I need. So Danny Noriega's gone. So.
You watch a show where people put up half a heart, Ralph.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Wow.
The other night he was wearing her glasses on stage because he loves her so much.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's good times. So Danny's Ralph, gone.
Dan.
How much is it annoying you how slowly Ryan talks?
He is just... off the chain this year. He is.
It's crazy, right?
And after every performance, the judges give their critique, and he gets up there and says, "Now, I don't think that. How do you feel about this? I maybe think that she should do it." And everyone's looking at us like, "Who the F are you? Read the cue cards. Let's go." This week, literally, he got up there, and Simon had said that there was, you know, it was a horrible performance. There's no personality. You're not memorable. You have no personality up there. And so Ryan, you know, the judges are over the applause, and Ryan gets up on the stage to introduce the next performer, and he goes, "Well, Simon, how should she change her personality?
Oh, dear God.
To develop her onstage persona?"
Dan.
And Simon's like, "Look, I've said it. I'm not going to get into a big discussion with you. Move it along, Ryan."
Oh, I love
awesome.
That.
Awesome. And
he said what the audience was thinking.
And Seacrest had that frozen smile on his face, like, "Ah, that didn't bother me." You can tell he's like, "Oh, ow."
He's like a fighter that keeps walking into another fighter, and he gets tagged every time he does it, but he won't stop.
Well, as the seasons have progressed, he seems to believe for some reason he has something to do with the success of this show.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And so now he's up there giving his opinion and trying to crack jokes, and it's just horrible. Just lays flat, because the only thing he can do, and he does it well, is read the freaking cue cards.
Yeah.
He's a good talking head. That's what he does. But when he tries to come off the cuff with a joke or come up with something to add
challenge
to the
Simon.
Show, it just lays there like a turd in a punch bowl.
Here's my question. Is someone at your house with a weapon forcing you to watch this show?
Kevin, you will never know the magic of American Idol. I'm sorry.
Just checking.
You'll just never know. If I could give you one piece of advice, Kevin.
Yes.
Wear sunscreen.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
So that's your American Idol update. Great news for comic book fans like myself. You know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer has been off the air for some time now.
Right.
Yeah.
But it lives on in comic book form because Joss Whedon has an ongoing comic book about Buffy and the rest of the Scooby Gang. And it's really well done. And if you're a Buffy fan, you're probably already reading it. But this week... it's been announced that in the next edition of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer comic book, she goes lesbo.
Really? I love lesbians.
Yeah. Well, all right then.
In the new edition, she wakes up next to another female, and the two are obviously butt naked under the sheets. The New York Times talked to Joss about this, and he said it's just part of Buffy's evolution because she's young, open-minded, and experimenting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good times.
Time to bring the show back now.
That's what I'm talking about. Restart it.
Buffy and Willow?
Yeah. Allison Hannigan, get her under there. Get Charisma Carpenter under the sheets, too. Let's have a big slumber party, girls. Send them all off to Camp Lickalotta. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do. Not very veiled.
You know, there's not a showbiz story.
No, there's not.
It's not a showbiz story. But we should talk to the owners of Camp Lickalotta.
There's not a Camp
there
Lickalotta.
There is a Camp Lickalotta.
Come on.
Is it a nudist camp?
These two women have started a camp someplace, I think in Oregon, perhaps. I don't know. It's a nudist camp for a gay, lesbian, and transgendered campers.
Oh.
And they're getting a lot of threats to close it down because the camping community apparently is up in arms and doesn't cotton no homos.
But anyway, they're getting a lot of death threats and stuff because they have Camp Lickalotta for lesbians.
Unless you're getting forced to go there.
No one is, but they don't like the fact that
it
exists.
It's in Oregon. That surprises
Let
me.
Let them
it's
do
a
what
very
they want.
Liberal state.
Again, I'm just, I cannot remember exactly what the state is, but it's someplace like that. It's a very rural state.
Let them Lickalotta. Who cares?
That's what I'm saying. We should talk to the owners of Camp Lickalotta.
I don't want
to
go, but
yes. I'd like to go to Camp Lickalotta on girls' night or ladies' night or whatever they have.
Balls.
So Buffy's box, chewing box. So there you go.
You know a lot about being a lesbo.
Thank you. I think I do. Jessica Simpson is just like Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's,
you know, France loves Jerry.
That's proven.
And apparently the Ukraine is in love with Jessica Simpson. Everything she does sells like hotcakes.
Just in the Ukraine?
Her Blonde Ambition movie or Blonder, Blonde.
I don't even remember that movie.
Movie that they only showed in Texas?
Yeah,
I think you're right, Ralph. I think it was Blonde Ambition.
Blonde Ambition. Huge hit in the Ukraine. Huge box office smash.
They showed it in like 7 theaters in Dallas and then pulled it?
Yes. Made like $8.
Huge
and then
hit.
They released it in the Ukraine and they're going nuts for
it. Is she hot in it? Is that why? I mean,
well, she's hot in general.
Yeah.
But apparently,
she talks.
In Touch magazine says the country loves her because she looks like a Barbie doll. And that's a rarity in the Ukraine. And they're desperate to have her come over there and tour because they want to see her in person. Well, I say let them have her.
Yeah.
Have at.
But first, she's got some other obligations. Today is the day that she and the Pussycat Dolls are performing for the troops in Kuwait.
Game.
The New York Post says Jessica will be headlining with the Pussycats performing for our troops overseas. As if they haven't been through enough. Now they have to sit through Jessica Simpson.
I think that'd be fine if she somehow didn't talk.
Yeah, but
or
have you heard
sing,
her sing?
For that matter.
Maybe the Pussycat Dolls can kind of... She looks good.
She does
right?
look good, but I'm guessing she'll be singing.
Yeah.
The show will air live on MySpace.com, by the way, if you'd like to tune in.
Boobies!
And all I can say is to the Kuwaitis, shoot! Shoot! Shoot now! Fire!
I think the Kuwaitis are our enemies.
They're on our side. They're on our side, Ralph.
Oh.
They're not our enemies.
Who do we got over there? Who do we got that's against us?
Iraqis.
Iraqis, shoot! Shoot!
Iranians.
Iranians, shoot! I'm going to send her a special costume with a big bullseye on the back. Freaking Jessica Simpson. 24 fans, good news for you. Fox has announced they are putting together a two-hour made-for-TV movie of 24 that will bridge the gap between seasons 6 and 7, which is due to begin in January. So you will see, I don't know what happened at the end of last year. I gave up when he killed his brother. That's when I was out, pretty much.
He did kill his brother.
But whatever happened at the end of that season...
He saved the world.
Before the start of this season, they're going to do a two-hour movie to kind of fill in the gaps. Because usually you only see Jack on the bad days. You don't see what happens in between those bad days.
I don't think he's had any good days in the last 6 years.
I think they're going to show you some good days
here. Okay, all right.
2 hours worth of sunshine and lollipops. And then January, the season 7 will start.
I'm excited.
So you can check that out.
It's a great season. Seriously.
And Justin Timberlake is adding the title of producer to his resume. He is developing a new sitcom for NBC that apparently is already a smash hit in Peru. You know, when we're going to Peru for our new TV ideas, we're out.
Yeah.
Apparently the show is called My Problem with Women, and it follows the adventures of a guy who decides to see a psychiatrist to figure out why all of his relationships keep going south.
Sounds funny.
Sounds hilarious. Didn't Mel Gibson do that? Then he started
where he heard
reading,
women's voices,
women's thoughts.
Want, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
All we need to copy is Japanese TV shows.
That's true.
Go to the K Rock Kevin and Bean page.
We
the
need
Human
Tetris. Human
Tetris.
Yeah.
Click on that and watch it, and just say, "How can we not have that show here?"
And lastly, congratulations to my former NYPD Blue co-star Isai Morales. He has been cleared of accusations by his ex-girlfriend Elizabeth that he raped her 2 years ago.
Dude.
She claimed that he attacked her last August, but the cops now say there was no evidence to prove that fact. It was compounded by the fact that she continued to live with Isai in their L.A. house for 15 months after the alleged assault happened.
Why?
Then the relationship ended. Then she went to cops and said, oh, by the way, he raped me.
Oh.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
She waited for 2 years before she even turned to, said it?
Yeah.
Claimed it? Oh, come on.
Daily Variety magazine says that she will pursue a civil suit, naturally. But the cops say there just wasn't enough evidence to support the accusations. So it does seem odd that if he raped her, she would continue to live with him for another 15 months in the same house.
Yeah.
Unless there's some sort of history of, you know,
abuse or she was some sort of
I guess, but
mental sex slave or something. I don't know. But anyway, he signs off the hook. And I got a chance when I did my little tiny bits on NYPD Blue, I got a chance to meet him a couple times, and he's just a great, great guy. So I'm hoping that this is true.
Did he ever attempt to rape you?
You can't rape the willing, my friend. I'd say, come on in my trailer, Mr. Morales.
Yeah.
Him on one side, Dennis Franz on the other. That's how I spent my lunch hours.
That's your dream right there.
That's an ugly time right
there. Pig on a spit. That's what they used to call me on the set.
You're doing the wobbly H?
I was doing the wobbly H.
That's nice.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Laura Prepon.
Yeah.
You remember her as Donna from That 70s Show. Currently, you can see her on October Road. She's 27 years old today.
Sure.
Rachel Weisz. Oh, Rachel Weisz.
Yeah.
I've loved her forever.
Yeah.
She's 36 years old today. You know, she is for me. She's the brunette. She's my brunette crush.
Okay.
Charlize, of course, being my...
Your blonde crush?
My blonde crush. I went to see the premiere last night of a new film that Charlize appears in and also produced called Sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking.
I don't know if you've heard of this film or not. Starring Nick Stahl, very talented actor, and the Charlize as well. Dennis Hopper also in
it. Oh, no kidding.
And I went to the thing partially to see the movie, but also because Charlize was going to be there, I wanted to say, hey, how come you haven't been on the show in 5 years? Come back and spend some time with us.
You see her?
She wasn't there.
Oh.
Saw Dennis Hopper. Got a chance to meet him. Was very, you know,
yell at him for not coming in?
Big deal. No. No. Because he's crazy.
Yeah.
Nick Stahl was there. I had a chance to say hello to him. Very, very nice guy. Corey Feldman was there. Got a chance to see him.
I'm sorry.
Corey Feldman was there. Got a chance to see him. But Charlize was not attending, and I was heartbroken.
You're unable to stalk?
I was unable to
stalk.
For a night? Yeah. I think security got a little nervous because I kept looking for her. I was like doing circles around the event, looking at every sort of reserve table and
Charlize!
Everything.
Charlize!
So a lot of guys talking into their cuffs. Like if there's a Secret Service microphone in there saying, who's the dude who keeps walking in circles?
Why is he doing
who's
that?
Who's got eyes on Crazy Boy? Who's got eyes on Crazy Boy? Over.
She kind of cut us out of her life after she won the Academy Award, if I recall, Ralph.
I offered to take her to the Oscars. Remember that?
I know.
She made the right call, I think.
I think not.
I think I would cut us out if I won an Academy Award as well.
But Charlize is producer of this film as well, so maybe she'll come in and talk to us about it, because it's real good. And it's a small little film, and I think hopefully a lot of people will get a chance to see it. So we'll wait and see. Today's celebrity birthday is... What? I did that. Where were we? Rachel Weisz. That's where we were. 36 years old today. Willard Scott, TV personality, weatherman, of course, on the Today Show, is 73 years old today. And Peter Wolf, lead singer for J. Giles Band.
Oh, yeah.
Angel is a centerfold. I love Russ Cole.
Oh, yeah.
My memory has just been sold. Angel is a centerfold.
Love that song. Love that song.
I do, too.
Story of a man who sees in a centerfold in a nudie magazine one of the girls he went to high school with. Had a crush on her the whole time. Now he gets to see her naked in a magazine.
Didn't know that's what it was about.
Yeah.
Don't listen to lyrics.
And he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's her. I've always had a crush on her. Maybe someday I'll see her. When her clothes are on, I'll be able to take her out on a date now. And then he realizes that he's much too fat. And he's looking at the magazine. And he knows he's too fat to ever bang a chick that hot.
Where are you getting all this from?
And he says, oh, no, I can't diet. Oh, well, I guess I got to buy it. And he buys the magazine. He goes home and spanks it.
Well, that's a sad ending to a song.
There's your centerfold right there. And we all learned a very important lesson.
Which is?
Don't be fat.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What are you doing?
Gotta take it down, son.
Right here?
Oh, yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do.
For a guy like me, I need the right conditions to take it down. As soon as you get a feeling, you let it ride anywhere.
You had a behind like mine, beating on a ruckus for about an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to take one.
If you give us ice cream, we'll dance away the night.
You can misbehave all you want, but do not eat your own dude.
Dude, I don't know what's going on right now, but it's like incredibly incredible.
Why the hell we got an 8 ounce of doo-doo still in our refrigerator?
If someone ever comes along and the mystery can be solved, if I don't have the poo to check DNA, I'll never know, never know.
Make sure you never tell anyone about that.
I won't. The dynamical, the impeccable Rob and Big Show.
So,
Rob.
So.
Wow.
Wow. That's some of your work.
That's. I didn't quite know that most of my work centered around doo-doo.
It does.
Well,
it really does.
That day.
How is that a TV show, Rob? How is that the big hit Robin Big Show Tuesday night at 10:30 on MTV? How did that happen? How did America get to this point? How did the terrorists already win?
You want to know what? That just threw me off so hard. Now, it's almost like I was listening to somebody else.
Yeah,
talk
you were looking at
doo-doo.
It as if you were.
And hating him, too, by the way.
Just thinking, like, God, he's fixated on doo-doo.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Robin Big, and somebody pooped in his pool, and they did a lie detector test, and they say they still have it in his fridge. They say that in his refrigerator.
I still have it.
Well, don't do that. Why? I don't.
Well, you got to.
Well, you don't.
I mean,
what are you going to do? Are you going to take a DNA sample of everybody that comes over?
I'm not kidding. If somebody like jokes about it, they're getting pinned down. And
we had a phantom pooper here for a while that would destroy the bathrooms. Destroy.
Yeah.
Walls, ceilings.
Oh,
and we were kind of going through the same pattern.
Oh, you had a sprayer?
Yeah.
I would have kept a sample.
We were trying to do the same stuff where we were like checking people out and we were thinking about getting cameras, but we couldn't put them in the bathrooms. How do we solve it? We had that whole problem. Yeah, we didn't save any in the fridge, dude.
Yeah, you should have thought twice about that.
We did have someone lick it, though.
Oh. Well, no. That was just.
You shouldn't have done that.
That was not a very smart intern.
We should have had Rob over with his CSI team. He would have cracked that case. So you never did find out who it was, and you are still vigilant to solve that mystery. And I don't blame you, by the way. If somebody's coming over and defouling your pool like that, you want to stop that when you can.
You really do. But I think more than anything, it's more how it happened. Did you lean over? Did you dip in? Did you – you know what I mean?
Sure. And then, takes real willpower to
And
do
then,
that.
God forbid, it hits the airwaves and becomes sort of like a big deal and becomes an entire television episode. I feel like you're just plotting your next attack.
Yeah.
You want to shine off that fame. You
That's
know?
Because so, you would do that and I would do that. If we saw a whole episode of that, I'd be going, all right, how do I do it next?
You know, and that's my thing. You know, people show up there all day long. And I just feel like there's going to be like, you know, copycat dude. Doers, you know what I mean?
Oh, versus like, no one wants that.
How often do you walk by the window and just glance out at the pool just to kind of see if there's any update on that?
Well, I got all those cameras now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you had all the cameras.
It stays pinned
24/7.
Yeah. I'm not taking that risk.
For folks who don't watch your show and they're really missing out, you and Big Black live together and have been best friends since you were kids, or what's the story with you guys?
No. Just like,
when did you guys hook up?
Probably like 2002.
Okay.
I had kind of conceptualized it for a skateboarding video because, you know, as a pro street skater, everything that we do skateboard on is 100% illegal. So, you know, just the idea of dealing with cops and security guards everywhere that I go, you know, and they don't, to them, I'm just another punk kid, not this world-class professional skateboarder with all this signature product and this and that. And,
right.
And really, they just treat you like a... You know, like a little kid. And so, you know, the whole concept behind it was now, you know, don't talk to me, talk to my bodyguard, you know, which, and of course they changed their attitude real quick, you know, and.
He's big, turns out, Big Black.
You know, and he's friendly and he's good with people. So.
Yes, that's true.
It just sort of exploded in skateboarding and ultimately led to a television show.
Sure. Now, how did you guys decide to live together because that would be the easy way to make the show?
Initially, no. Like, he just, you know, it was kind of like he was living in a studio apartment in El Cajon, San Diego. And I was like, I lived in Carlsbad at the time. I was like, you want to move into my house down here? And then I moved back up to the hills and said, if you want to move up here with me, you know. And
you kept leaving him and moving to different places?
Yeah.
Make him follow you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just.
Is it true that MTV would not let him be called Big Black?
That is absolutely
because I heard that Robin Big. That's all they won't say Big Black.
Well, no, I mean they say it in the title,
right.
But they wouldn't. The original name of the show was Rob and Big Black, you know, and there was a last minute decision. We were all, God, that just sounds so weird. Robin Big, Big is so random, and now of course, like he's big.
He is,
you know,
sure.
He's no longer even Big Black. You know,
all right, let me ask you this question. If you're just joining us, by the way, Rob Durdick is in the studio with us from Robin Big on MTV, and we'll get to in a minute how you can meet the boy himself on Melrose tomorrow. But do you agree with me, Rob, that there are some people who maybe shouldn't own pets?
I feel like you're deferring to myself.
That seems to be a loaded question.
I'm just asking if maybe you think there's some people who maybe their lifestyle is too busy or they're just too crazy, maybe not as attentive as they might be to keep those animals alive and well. I don't know. What do you think?
I would say absolutely 100% yes. And sometimes you get into livestock and you don't know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you try to bond with your animal and then really you end up not liking it.
and then you
neglect
it.
But why don't you unload it at that point? Why don't you give away the mini horse? What's the
because
the mini horse is not nice to you.
But it's like you hold on to the dream, you know? It's like
it's not nice to your furniture, it's not nice to your dog.
It's like I've tried beyond. I mean, I sent this guy in between season 2 and 3. I sent him out to get gelded. I put him under training for a month and a half, like he was doing tricks. He has his little tongue trick. Like I was like, this is it. Like, he's gonna come back, he's gonna recognize that, like, me and him are cool, he's good now. And he's not. First day bucked me, almost hit my face, you know. And it's like when you got a horse that wants to buck and bite you, and every morning you wake up to feed that thing and it acts like this is the very first time it's ever seen you.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Look, I'm saying, though, if it's me, I'm leaving the gate open.
You know, man, I'm not kidding you. 6:30 in the morning, pounding on my door. I'm in my boxers. Rob, look, I am so sorry. I was just going to work, and at the end of the block, I saw the mini horse. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I run down this, you know, on that windy down Hollywood Hill Street. I get to the end of the block. There's a construction guy who's got a hold of him by his mane, you know, and he's like, is this your horse? You know, I'm just like,
at that point, you say, No,
sir, it's not.
No, I'm in my boxers, and I was running down. I'm in the middle of the streets right now, and I'm walking back with this miniature horse in the Hollywood Hills in the boxers, in my boxers, thinking to myself, is this your life right now? This is where it's all come to. Like, all this, your entire skateboarding career, and now you're walking a mini horse, an escaped mini horse, mind you.
A mini horse that doesn't like you at all.
Yeah. Who was true? If it was up to him, he would have just ran out onto the 101 and just taken a hit. Yeah.
Oh, I think that may have been the right thing to do in his particular case.
You have this vision that one day he's going to become well behaved and he's going to be just curled up next to you guys on the couch watching TV and just you're living the dream, right? But it just never happens. You never get to that point.
I do not. And the dream is officially over.
Oh, that's sad.
I can't tell you, when I was originally searching for that little horse, I wanted to get a midget mini. Mm-hmm. So it was like a midget version. So that thing was just tiny, like a little dog, you know. And I could not. All the people that I kept trying to find them with were like, "Oh, they, you know, they're semi retarded, and there's a plight, you know." And I'm like,
"But I saw the episode where you first met the horse, and you didn't even consider maybe we shouldn't get it. You saw the horse.
You want to talk about a real moment where Big Black was like, "What are we gonna do with this big ass horse?" And that was like him trying to be to me like, "Dude, like, rethink this right now."
But you never considered it. It was a done deal from the time you saw it, right?
Man, you want to know what it is? And I kept saying, "You said you want a horse. Don't be scared now." I was just so obsessed with the idea of getting a mini. I could, even though when I got there, I'm like, damn, this thing's big. like I just couldn't back down.
You,
like, I had told too many people, like, I'm getting this horse. Like, what am I going to do? Like, oh, no, I got there and it was too big. Like, I mean, it couldn't walk upstairs. I had to spend $8,000 to build a switchback trail.
Yeah.
A switchback trail. Thank God I had the property, or else I would have had to put in an elevator for this little horse.
But at least it's paid off, and he likes you, so that's good.
Here's what I love, though, so much about Rob, is he comes in first thing this morning. We go, hey, dude, what's up? And he says, I'm thinking of getting a giant rabbit. You don't learn what happened with the mini horse is going to happen with the rabbit. No, that's what's great about you.
I feel like I could domesticate that big ass rabbit.
Yeah, but that's what you said about the horse. Where do they build these big rabbits?
Built in Germany.
Germany.
Horse, you know what I mean? And like 60 pounds. And I mean,
60
their feet
pound
are like
rabbit.
A foot and a half big. It would be just big floppy ears. Like, and I feel like,
okay,
he's not very mobile, you know. He can get upstairs, I think.
Okay, but have you looked into maybe they're not the best pet to own, or what would they be like, or anything like that? Because you might oughta.
No, it's I love the idea. The same way I love to tell people I had a miniature horse, I love the idea of saying a giant rabbit. And if it doesn't work out, I'll shake him.
You know, okay.
Period.
All right.
You know, I can give him only so much. I can love him so much, but
Rob is going to be at the you got a brand new store opening, right? The DC store on Melrose?
Yeah, right on 8025 Melrose Avenue.
8025. He's going to be there tomorrow, March 8th from noon to 4. Or that's the grand opening. Are you going to be there for the whole
time?
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Dyrdek when we get back on
Rob from Rob and Big, Tuesday nights at 10:30 on MTV in the studio, in town for an event tomorrow from noon till 4 at the new DC store. Now, you've been with DC Shoes forever, right? You go back a long ways with them, right?
Yeah, almost 15 years.
Damn. Wow. How about that? So 8025 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles, that's tomorrow. You're going to be out there from noon to 4. You're going to be signing. You design a bunch of stuff for them, and you got a bunch of your friends coming out. It sounds like it's going to be a party.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's really cool. It's, you know, it's great for me, too. And DC is a pure skate brand, and to see it go from, you know, literally nothing when I first got on the team and was one of the first pros, and for it to, you know, become so large and, you know, ultimately to have this place on Melrose is a big deal, you know.
Who else is going to be there tomorrow?
Danny Way. You know, the guy who jumped the China wall, who has the real world records, who won't even recognize my world records.
Really? He scoffs at you?
You know what I'm saying? Because his are like real. Like no, like he's like the man. And like the idea of me, he won't even acknowledge it. It's the most ridiculous thing. Like I have 21, he won't even acknowledge it.
We talked to him after he jumped the wall of China. And right. He told us, and we saw the video of him almost breaking his ankle.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
On the practice.
Yeah.
And then with the hurt ankle did it.
Yeah, I'm
that's
talking.
That's insane.
No, to me, he's one of the greatest Americans in the history of America. like Bruce Jenner, like, and you know, like that weird, like that crossover, like sport guy, he's one of them. Like, the dude, he is literally one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met in my life, who doesn't even, there's not even a smidgen of self-doubt in that guy's head. Like, everything that he thinks, everything's possible, and he'll do anything.
And somehow he pulls it off.
And somehow he does. And the stuff that he's planning on doing is just so insane.
Well, how do you beat jumping the Great Wall of China?
I don't know. Backflipping like the Caesar's Fountains, or like, I think he's going to jump off of a building in downtown L.A. or something. Like, it's heavy. It's real heavy.
Which of your 21 skateboard world records was the hardest for you to hit?
Man, the one that I'd say I underestimated the most was the most consecutive frontside ollies on a half pipe, just because your legs are like, you might as well be running a 10-minute sprint, you know?
And you wear out quick?
I mean, burning and burning and burning, and it's one of the first, my legs cramped up so bad so instantly, it's like the weirdest buildup of lactic acid abuse I've ever been through as an athlete. It was so weird. But certainly not the coolest one, but...
What was the coolest one?
The best one was the one that, as soon as he broke the world record for eating the donuts, I built a ramp on top of the house. I walked right outside in my clothes and did it the highest air into water.
Into the pool?
Into the pool, and MTV would not allow me to use it because they don't allow to do anything that they think a kid will emulate. So despite being a professional skateboarder, breaking a world record... They still, like, we tried to fight them on it, and they would not do it.
Can't put do not attempt this at home across
they just
the screen or whatever?
Yeah, they will not do it. And I'm just like, come on, I'm a pro skateboarder. And they're just like, nope. They just feel like a kid's going to set a ramp up on top of his house and land on the edge of the pool.
That's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I mean.
Those kids are going to do that anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
My
one
feeling.
Time, look, we put drama in a dog cage and threw him in the pool and called it Deadliest Catch.
Kids aren't going to try that?
I mean, it's one of the funniest things I've ever been involved with in my life. And then I was like, wait a minute, he might die. I don't think he can get out of there. Like, I have to dive in and pull him out. And like, it was like, he was like pinned against it like a little crab. Like, at least catch. And they wouldn't let us use that because there's going to be drowning kids in dog cages all over the country.
Now, you're big air. What do you do with that footage then? Do you just put it on your website, or is it going to end up on the DVD or what?
No, they won't allow it on the DVD. Won't
Nowhere.
Allow it on anything.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. Like, when they say uncensored, it just means no cursing.
Do
or
they,
footage they didn't use.
Do they own that so you can't use it if you want?
No, they own it.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
How lame is, and maybe I just am not visualizing it properly, but the most peeled and eaten bananas in a minute was like 3. I mean, it just didn't seem like it was.
No, I'm not kidding you.
The donuts were only 3.
That's what I'm saying. But they had to be a certain diameter. I will say that. But for,
and you couldn't lick
all
your lips.
I'm saying is I don't know how they made it. Especially, I thought when they were like, when we were flipping through it, like looking for stuff for him, I thought it was going to have to be something like weird, like most like covered body in pins, just something absurd. I didn't think that. I would figure all eating ones were so hard to do.
Out of reach, right?
And I just feel like they're just overlooked. The same way, like when I originally looked at the book to see like if I could break some records, I thought never in a million years would I think there'd be 20 plus that I'd be able to break. I think this is the Guinness Book of World Record. Like there's no way, you know, and it's.
There's just
there's
a lot of
some
stuff
holes in there.
People
there's
aren't
some
paying
holes
attention
in there.
To.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's only like the major ones that you know of are the ones that people focus on. There's some holes in there. So if you got a fun little talent, get out there and get yourself a record.
You should have gotten a record for Big being the biggest human being to be riding a scooter.
That's what you should have gotten a record for. That was awesome. What?
I think we went hard.
That little scooter was screaming
Look,
for help.
We went hard to try to get the heaviest male stripper ever. And we went hard. And like they
That's
just
right, I forgot about that.
Because they had the oldest male stripper Guinness World Record. And then we're like, come on. And like they just would not. They
That's not a category they wanted to go
yeah,
for?
They just didn't want to get into it.
By the way, Big Man's got moves though, doesn't he?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, he's absolutely graceful. And when you own your fatness like that, there's something sexy about it.
Rob, it's a beautiful thing.
Can you stick around for another break?
Sure.
We need to do one more. Again, Rob is going to be at the grand opening of the DC store on Melrose, 8025 Melrose, tomorrow from noon to 4. We'll be right back. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Robin Big on MTV. He's going to be at the DC store tomorrow, Saturday, from noon to 4 on Melrose grand opening.
Hey, real quick before we change topics here, because we have another guest we're going to bring on with you as well, Rob. You're going to be in what, a Pacino movie? What's this deal? What's this all about?
I get to play a pimp that gets killed.
Really?
In the new De Niro, Pacino, and 50 Cent movie called Righteous Kill that comes out in the summer.
How much acting have you done?
Well, I also wrote and produced and financed like the first true skateboard feature film that also comes out in the summer called Street Dreams. So. Mm-hmm. And played like a co-starring role in that, so I'm pretty deep when it comes to that sort of stuff. But it's not necessarily something I really want to do. I did the skateboard feature film to kind of something for our industry and our community more than anything, you know. So
you get Pacino on a skateboard, you figure out a way to make that happen. I mean, if you can teach your dog to skate, you can teach Al to skate.
You know, you want to know who's my is De Niro's my homie? Like he.
That anyone's ever said the words, De Niro's my homie.
I know he has a lot of homies.
I'm just telling you, look, like I get a call one day like, hey, this is Bob De Niro's assistant. He's wondering if he can call you. And I'm like, okay, like who is this?
Right, who is this really?
And they're like, you know, and he's like, this is Bob De Niro's assistant. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, so I get a call, hey, Rob, it's Bob, man. Oh, man, I just want to say, first of all, thank God. I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to you, you know, whatever. But he has two young kids that skate. So he's like, oh, so is there any way I can have my kids come over and meet you? So.
How about that?
That's funny.
Send them on over, Bob.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
A little bit like skating. A little bit.
Now, here's what's funny, by the way. We had not planned this at all, but we talk about how many reality TV shows there are on television. Of course, Rob, you got one of the best ones on MTV. 9 out of the top 10 shows in America last week were reality TV shows. I mean, it is just huge. And we start to think, all of you people must know each other, right? Well, apparently that's true because we had Kim Martin scheduled to be on our show, who's one of the contestants on That's Amore, also on MTV. She's on the phone with us right now. Turns out you guys know each other. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys? Hi, Rob.
Interesting tone to her voice. I was hoping that like they didn't tell you that I would just be able to like surprise you.
Shock me. Yeah.
How's it going, Kim?
It's going really good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Ralph, set up the show and the clip.
Well, That's Amore on MTV stars Domenico, the charming little Italian guy from Tequila, the shot of love, Tequila, Tequila.
Right.
And he got his own show, and he's got 15 girls in this house, and they're all vying for his true love, of course,
right, sure.
Naturally.
15 and amazing girls.
15 amazing girls.
Let's not get crazy.
And at the outset, Kim, who is lovely, by the way, says in the foyer area there that she thought that either Domenico or Ashley, the redneck hillbilly cowboy guy, also from Tila Tequila, was checking out her boobs.
Right.
And Hunter, one of the other girls there, said there's a lot of boobs here, like he's checking out yours.
Right.
Well, then the gloves came off. The gloves came off, and Kim went after Hunter with all the viciousness of a rabid wolverine.
We were just wondering why you don't shave your vagina.
Seriously.
So, why don't you shave your mustache?
My mustache. Okay, so you want to start cutting up on people?
Exactly.
That was Come on.
Come on, that's episode one, people.
I'm not scared.
How did you find out about the hairy vagina?
Okay, so it actually wasn't even me that started it. There's the little Asian girl, Catherine, over there. You probably don't even really see much of her, but she's on there, and she's like, oh, my gosh, do you see that girl in the white bikini? And you can see, like, literally through it. You can't really tell, like, on television.
Excellent. Good.
It was the most disgusting thing. It was just, like, waving at me, you know? Like, people are like, how did you notice that?
It was waving at me.
That's too bad. I had a fantasy of you all sort of, like, just changing nude together.
that's kind of hot. We all shared the same room, same bathroom.
Yeah, but this all happened before you even got to that stage. You had it out for Hunter from get-go.
Yeah, it doesn't show, well, in the very beginning, it shows that, like, when we very first walked into the house and I had mentioned, Ashley literally, it doesn't even show him, like, staring at my boobs, but when he was walking down the staircase the whole entire time, and I'm not just saying this because, like, I think I have a nice boobs, but.
You do. Hang on a second. Let me check on that.
Yeah. Rob, boobs, good?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Real? Hang on just a minute, Kim, and we're talking. Real?
Absolutely not.
Not real. Okay, that's all right. Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Wait, hang on really quick.
How do you know Rob?
We have mutual friends. Rob's a good guy.
You have mutual friends?
One of my really, really good friends happens to be one of Rob's best friends, Marky Mark.
Put him out there. Yeah, he actually just called me at 2:30 in the morning. He moved to Vegas on Tuesday, called me at 2 in the morning last night, telling me it was a mistake.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he called me, too. He's like, Kim, I'm at JT's. Come party with us. So I was thinking about it, and then I was already drunk, so I figured I shouldn't drunk drive further than I already have.
Don't smart drive, smart girl.
Don't drunk drive.
Now, you live in Las Vegas. You work at the Playboy Club or something. Is that right?
Yeah, I work at the Playboy Moon Club.
And what are you doing on this TV show?
You know what? I didn't even audition for the show. I was at work one day, and MTV came up to me and was saying, you belong on television. We really would like for you to be on the show. And I kind of laughed it off because everybody at my work says that there's somebody. And I didn't believe that they worked for MTV. And I asked my director, and they said, yeah, they really do work for MTV. Next thing I knew, I was in L.A. doing casting auditions for That's Amore. And I watched the shot of Love with Tila Tequila, and I saw Domenico, and I will be honest, I was a little hesitant because he's not my type of person. But
really? What a surprise. I thought you were looking for real love.
No, you know what? I think real love comes when you're just not looking for it. So yeah. I wasn't looking for it, and who knows? I might have found true amore.
No.
Man, you are such a good salesperson. Now, you just recently sent me a message on MySpace.
That, I would never do that, Rob.
That said...
What'd it say?
What'd it say,
that
Rob?
That said something to the effect of maybe I... It was the same sort of sales pitch, like maybe I... You never know. Maybe I found true amore.
See?
Which Rob. Leads me to believe that you make it pretty far in this competition, although in the commercials I didn't see too many tongue kissings going on with Domenico.
Who said I even kissed Domenico?
Oh, come on.
Oh, please.
No, I think one of them you did.
No, I know. I already heard it.
Wow, she folded.
She folded quickly.
I'm just kidding.
Well, no. When Hunter got kicked off the show, you were in a hurry to get her out of the house, Kim.
Yeah. Hunter, I mean, if you guys can't really tell, like, I definitely come across as the bitch on the show.
No! Let's listen as she gets thrown off.
Let's walk you to the door.
Hey, Viola! Dude, you're scratching me. Stop touching me.
I just want you out.
I will deck you.
Like, you should just go out. Like, the door.
Just, you're making yourself really embarrassed.
Okay, fuck.
Go with me, you retarded hag.
Girl, fight.
Retarded hag is funny.
Rob, is that how it was with you guys after you were dead?
Oh,
take you right to the door?
How dare you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did that with a smile, though. Like, I was pushing her out with a smile.
Yeah, it was
so
charming.
Like, I'm a really friendly person.
You are. No, you struck us as nothing but friendly.
Yes. I mean, you do it with a smile, it makes everything okay, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think I might have had a couple of drinks, too, so that's good.
No.
To use, right?
It's possible, yeah.
It does seem like a lot of those red plastic cups are being carried around in this show.
Yeah, those are water.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. You and Paula Abdul.
That's just water.
All right, Kim.
Well, That's Amore airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on MTV, and the excitement you just heard is from episode one, so I think you can imagine what's going to happen as the girls get a little bit more comfortable with the scene. Rob, anything else for Kim before we say goodbye to her?
Kim, do you fight anyone else? Do you put fist to face?
Rob, you do reality shows, and we all know that I am not allowed to say anything.
I can say anything I want.
He's executive producer. That's the difference.
I can tell you everything last thing. However, mine is just not a love show. But I look forward to seeing you hopefully fall in love.
Oh, I'm going to fall in love. Well, I'm already in love. I mean, Domenico and I, you know, we're in love.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Then why did you ask me if I wanted to hang out when you came to L.A.?
Whoa.
I'm just asking.
Maybe you've
got mutual friends.
Mutual friends.
So that means you don't want to hang out, or you do?
Euphemism for genitals. Mutual
Rob
genitals.
And I just drink together.
Are you close friends with Rob's genitals?
Oh, my God.
I'm just asking.
We can go have a drink together, and we'll discuss this.
Okay. All right.
Kim, do you say that's amore when you see his underpants?
Oh my god! No.
Kudos on the word underpants.
Thank you so much
for bringing it back.
No kidding.
All right, Kim. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you guys so much. Okay. Have a good day.
Bye, Kim.
Talking to you, Rob. Bye.
Yeah. No, she hates you now, Rob.
I see Kim and Rob and a mini horse ended up in a hotel room somewhere.
Oh man, the mini horse would not have that.
God, wouldn't that be fun?
That is not.
I think there's more danger of Kim bucking than the horse. Actually. <in that particular case. laughs>
I said
bucking.
You did say bucking.
Yes, we got that. Yeah. That was a little bit awkward.
That was good.
Oh, that's good radio.
Rob, we're out of time, unfortunately, but where can I get a net gun, dude?
You got to go to China.
Come on.
I bought everything they had.
I can't go to China.
Trust me. It'll be worth
guns,
it.
He's got a gun that shoots a net over people. It's the best. And Mike came in. He was like, dude, you got to see this. And we've been searching for it. I can't find it.
And I'm not kidding. Every time that thing fires, it's loud and aggressive, and it brings the biggest amount of joy to my heart every time it wraps somebody
I
around.
I bet it does.
Because it's so absurd.
Are you looking to get rid of a used one?
I am not.
Nah, that's too bad.
They're too classic. And I'm out of nets anyway.
Do you use that to pin people down to get the DNA sample to compare it to the poop? Is that how it all works?
That's going
to
be the plan.
That's a good idea.
If somebody tries to make it happen again.
The DC store grand opening is going to be tomorrow from noon till 4, 8025 Melrose Avenue. Rob Dyrdek is going to be there for the whole afternoon with Danny Way and a bunch of other people with all the spring 2008 collection and footwear, apparel, accessories, all in one place at DC's newest flagship store. Rob, it's really been fun hanging out with you, man. Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. We enjoyed it.
Stop by Napa Auto Parts today. Make any purchase, give them your old hat, and they'll give you a shiny new NASCAR hat. Napa, get the good stuff. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Come on.
Shiny
they
new
will.
Hat.
They
it
will.
Won't be shiny.
What's shiny about a hat?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. It could be shiny.
Shiny.
Not shiny. 7:56, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Rob just shows up, man, and hot chicks just start showing up out of nowhere. Right now he's talking to these two smoking hot chicks in the studio next door. And he's just, they're just all over him. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts over there.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He could have them if he wanted them. You know that. Right?
Easily. He might do it before I'm done with the showbiz beat. That's what I'm guessing.
I would be surprised. By the way, coming up after the news at 8, we're going to talk to the Guinness Brewmaster, who is trying to get St. Patrick's Day made a national holiday, which I think we're all behind. So that's on the way, plus the movie beat next hour.
Oh, before I get to the showbiz news, I have got tickets to give away to see a little band, a little known band. They've played a few dates locally, to get a small cult following here in the Southland.
What's the name?
The Police!
What? Yay!
Police are coming to town to play at the Hollywood Bowl.
Never heard of them.
Dates are May 27th, which is already sold out, and May 28th. I've got tickets to see the Police at the Hollywood Bowl on the 28th. Tickets for this added night go on sale Sunday at 10 a.m. But you can win them before you can buy them right here on the Ralph Showbiz Beat. Caller number 20. Caller number 20 right now gets a pair of tickets to see the Police at the Hollywood Bowl on May 28th. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Caller number 20 is the winner. And once again, if you do not win, tickets go on sale Sunday at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster to get your tickets for the Hollywood Bowl and the Police. Great place to see the Police. I bet they're going to sell
great.
Oh,
yeah, great
there.
Venue. Yeah. Great beautiful
place to see
acoustics.
Anyone, yeah.
And you know who's opening for the Police, too, by the way. You know what the double bill is.
I believe it's Eddie Grant.
I don't know.
I want to get down Electric Avenue.
Elvis Costello.
What?
Are you kidding?
Elvis Costello opening for the Police. Yeah, it's a good,
right,
double
forget
bill.
Forget
right
it. I'm not giving these tickets away. I'm keeping them. Screw
too
that.
Late.
I had no idea.
Too late.
No, they're
too
mine.
Late, dude. Too late.
Let me run the other room and call.
It's too late. We already got caller
calling. Hate you. Congratulations to Brooke Burke.
Oh.
Star of Wild on E! And she was the host of Rockstar, of course. She just gave birth to her second child with Baywatch fiancé David Charvet. The baby boy joins his one-year-old sister, Rain, and Brooke's two other children, 7-year-old Naraya and 5-year-old Sierra, from her marriage with plastic surgeon Dr. Garth Fisher. So that's 4 babies came out of that little tiny body.
Wow.
She still looks terrific.
She does.
It's freakish.
Yeah.
She just keeps dropping puppies and still looks like that.
Yeah.
Well, first, it was understandable because she's married to a plastic surgeon, for God's sakes. He can just fix anything that goes wrong.
I guess.
But David Charvet? Can barely even act. How's he going to help her body? Stand that at
By
all.
The way, Ralph, not to distract you, look at Dyrdek in the other room. He got the blonde's bra off already.
Oh, that's just nuts.
Yeah.
That's
this is going down, guys.
He's a
madman.
Things are getting serious between Drew Barrymore and Justin Long. Apparently, the two lovebirds are already talking about expanding their family and adopting.
Wait, they're not married,
a puppy.
Though, right?
A puppy.
Oh,
a puppy.
Yeah. Source tells the Post-Chronicle that they want a mutt.
a Labrador Retriever and German Shepherd mix. Well, good luck, Drew Barrymore and Justin Long.
Why are they putting out...
And your wish come true.
Are they putting out what kind of dog they want?
No idea. Trust me, it'd be easier to adopt a child than it would be a puppy.
Yeah.
Puppies blow.
Wait a minute. I thought you were happy with your puppy.
Reggie the Wonder Dog.
I love Reggie desperately, and I wouldn't want to live without him. But if I had to do it all over again, no puppy.
Really?
Oh, they're hard. Yeah, they're hard
puppies
on the furniture.
Are
they
brutal.
Bite you with those tiny sharp little
sharp
teeth.
They
pee on the carpet.
I got my junk bitten by that little puppy when we had him.
What the hell were you doing?
I was watching TV. He was on my lap being all adorable, and he had a little chew toy. And at a very young age, they can't really discern what they're chewing. And he sank his teeth right through my jeans.
They're little razors
into
that age.
Most magical part of my being.
Wow.
Yeah. You've never seen anyone stand up faster than I have.
Wow. That's bad.
And when I peeled him off the wall, he was fine. It's a good thing about puppies is they're almost indestructible.
Glad to hear that.
But boy, are they a lot of work and a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well, you did point out when you first got Reggie what a design flaw it is to make them so cute and so lovable and give them those razor-sharp weapons of death in their mouths.
No, I said it's genius design.
Yeah.
Because they're so lovable and cute, it's the only reason you don't pummel them into submission when they do something horrible like eat your couch or something.
Which happens a lot.
God damn it! Oh, look at that face. Yes, you're a good boy. You just can't help yourself but love them. That's why they're so damn cute when they're that age, because they're a nightmare. Freaking nightmare.
Good luck, Drew Barrymore.
Good luck, Drew. Lindsay Lohan. I'm sorry. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Is apparently very pleased with the attention she's been receiving after showing off her cans on the pages of New York Magazine and that Marilyn Monroe-esque photo shoot. Apparently, she says it's the best thing that's happened to her career in a long time. Getting a lot of positive attention.
Excellent.
She's right.
I like meat.
But her mom, Dina Lohan. Excuse me. Dina Lohan claims that there's no way Lindsay will be taking it all off for Hef in the pages of Playboy magazine.
Well, why don't we ask her, not her mom?
Yeah, Dina, why don't you not talk so much?
Less from you.
Dina added, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yeah,
I'll do
no
it.
Kidding.
How about me? Can I be famous too? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Whore.
Boobies. Ralph, you still off The Lost?
I taped last night's
Juliet in a bikini.
Really?
I'm just letting you know. Just giving you the heads up. It might be worth at least a look.
She's all right, but she's not all that.
Yeah. She's pretty hot. Right? She's pretty good looking.
Yeah, for Lost. She's not even for Lost. She's no Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd rather see her in a bikini.
All right, just want to give you the heads up.
But I will. I'm trying to stay with it this season, see if I was wrong, see if it'll bounce back for me, and maybe I can get back on board.
Only
I do.
One
I miss,
new character
I good
last
Lost.
Night.
Only one new character.
Only one new character last
well,
night.
They're cutting it down significantly.
Shows up again. Yeah.
That's great, because usually it's about eight per show. So.
There's a revolving door on that island.
They really have pulled it back.
They can't get off, but everyone can get on.
Yeah, I had
it's
to tape,
weird.
I had to tape it because I went out last night to the premiere of Sleepwalking, the new Charlize Theron film, to which I was complaining post- screening at the after party there that Charlize was nowhere to be found, at least by me. I could not find her. I said she did not show up at the awards, at the premiere.
She was hiding from you.
Promptly, Dave, the King of Mexico, sent me photos of Charlize on the red carpet at the premiere. So apparently she was there at the beginning, at least, at the outset. I didn't see her in the theater during the film, and I did not see her afterwards, but I think there's an excellent chance she spotted me.
Yeah.
And was actively avoiding me for the course of the evening.
She was scared, properly so.
She saw me craning my neck looking around, and she was just... dashing from palm to palm tree, I think just hiding behind them trying to avoid me. That's my new theory.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of unresolved issues in the way your relationship kind of evaporated a little bit. There wasn't really a goodbye for her to get her head around.
We didn't have much closure, that's for sure.
That's what we didn't have any open shirt.
We did have
whatever
open
you call
shirt.
It.
We absolutely had open shirt.
You had nothing.
I fully had a friendship with her.
You had nothing.
In between Three Doors Down guy.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she was, that relationship ended. Yeah. Then she was,
whatever band
what
it was.
Third Eye Blind.
That was a three in there.
Three, third.
Yeah.
Third base?
Then there was an opening in her social schedule where
right.
we got together a few times.
Nope.
We did.
Didn't happen.
It happened.
Didn't happen.
Did she not come in and
you
give me a bottle
here?
Of Dom Perignon for
you
my birthday
here?
And a cake?
Did you ever meet her off the air?
Didn't I not raise money for her favorite charity, the
yes.
South Africa Children's
did
Foundation?
Did you ever meet her off the air?
Didn't I have moments?
Answer the question, you're...
Didn't I... Your Honor?
Your Honor, though.
Case dismissed.
Answer the question.
Did we spend time outside of the studio?
Okay, right. Crazy
yes.
guy that
yes, we did.
Makes up some kind yes, of imaginary life.
I walked her to the parking lot both times. We were outside the studio during those moments.
All right.
I walked her to her limousine.
I wonder why she's avoiding you now.
And then I asked her to the Oscars when she needed a date for the Oscars.
And she said no.
Well, she was taking her mom.
Right.
She said, "Mom, you've got to do me a solid. This guy's trying to take me."
And we've had an on-again, off-again relationship. And now, of course, she's very happy with Stuart Townsend, who's a great guy, who I'm very happy they're happy together. But Bean's right. We never really got a chance to say
that to each other.
I mean, and then I went and got married, and we didn't address that in our relationship.
That was a speed bump in the relationship right there.
You know, she did not come to the wedding, understandably. I think maybe she was a little put off by the whole situation. It could have been awkward.
That was painful.
I'm just saying, I think, you know, we have some issues to discuss. Just one good conversation, I think, would clear the air, and then she'd probably be more comfortable coming back in to the show here.
I just think it would have been awkward in a public setting like that to have that conversation with all the people around.
You know, it is when you see an ex, you're like, hey, how you been? Good. Hey,
she's not an ex.
How have you been? I heard good things. You know, about what you're doing. Oh, yeah, I'm glad to see you're doing well, too. And it's just...
You're dipping your toe into the shallow end of the bean pool right here.
Next thing you know, it's another Auld Lang Syne. It's like that movie. Just sitting in the car, you run out of things to say, you know, all the beer's gone. What are you going to do?
None of that.
And it's awkward. It's awkward. But I'm sure we'll cross paths.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. We hang in the same circles.
Yeah, sure.
All the Oscar winners do. Right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Willard Scott, TV personality, is 73 years old today. He's the old weatherman on the Today Show. I don't think he's even got that gig anymore, does he? Isn't Al Roker the weatherman on the Today Show?
I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah. Willard shows up a few times a year. Al's the everyday guy.
When do they wheel him out? When there's a 112-year-old needs to be said happy birthday to?
Pretty much.
By someone older than them?
Yeah. That's right. Rachel Weisz, actress from The Constant Gardener and so many great films. She is 36 years old today. Laura Prepon. You remember her as Donna on That 70s Show. She's 27. Jenna Fischer, our pal Jenna Fischer from The Office, celebrates her 34th birthday today. And Peter Wolf, lead singer for the Jay Giles Band. My memory has just been sold. My angel
is a centerfold. Angel is a centerfold. It's a pretty good song.
61 years old today.
I'm wow.
Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. As you know, St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner, and we are always very excited to welcome our next guest back to the Kevin and Bean Show. He is the official Guinness Brewmaster, and he is Fergal Murray, back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Fergal.
Hey, guys. How's everybody?
We are good.
We're doing great. Great to talk to you. You know, it's funny. I was reading up on you yesterday, Fergal, and I guess I didn't realize how long you've been with the Guinness Company, but it's been well over 20 years, right?
Yes, I've 25 years making great beer.
Unbelievable. You were a chemist, then a team member, now you're the Guinness Brewmaster, and that means you're the guy who's kind of responsible for how Guinness tastes around the world.
Yes, I have to make sure you get great-looking, great-tasting Guinness all over the world.
Yeah. I'd like to be a Guinness Brewmaster.
It's a good job, yeah. I think you make a great one, too.
Are you looking for one? Cause...
Yeah, you should. But I'd like your job, too. I mean, you have a wonderful job.
I'd love to trade you.
Morning show.
I'll drink beer all day.
Show, one of the best morning shows in the country.
Yeah, that's what we always say.
That's what we tell people.
I've heard that.
So, Fergal, something new is going on this year. Of course, we love the Guinness year-round, and of course, St. Patrick's Day is when a lot of people associate your brand with the holiday. But this year, you're actually trying to do something different.
Yeah, we've got a little promotional idea going on, calling Proposition 317. That's trying to declare that St. Patrick's Day should become a national holiday in North America. So I think it's really fun. I think it's a great idea.
Now, when I heard this, my first thought was, yes, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And my second thought was, is it possible? I mean, is it really something that's possible, or is it just a promotion?
Do you know what? We're going to get. If we get a million signatures, then it's possible.
If you get a million signatures by the 16th of March?
By midnight on the 16th, either through the website, www.proposition317.com, or to text in the word sign, S-I-G-N, to 65579. Or when you purchase some products, you can sign up as well. But if we get the million signatures, then we will be going to Congress, and we have linked up with some of the key Congress people and some of our lobbying people to get real message points through to say, listen, this is what the people of North America want.
Are you working through the congressmen that you know drink a lot?
We're working through good people that understand that it's a good idea. And that, you know, it's nothing about alcohol intake. It's really about saying that it's a great day when people across North America want to be able to have a friendship, community sort of spirit. And that's what St. Patrick's Day has always done.
Right.
They come out and they enjoy themselves.
I know that's what you have to say, but it's about the beer, dude.
But clearly Ted Kennedy loves this.
Headed. All the lads love us. Yeah.
Now, in all seriousness, though, and again, Kevin said, you know, we all thought it was just a promotion when you started. But, I mean, I don't even know what the process is to get something in front of Congress to get a holiday declared. I mean, it seems like it. I mean, I remember how long it took for the whole country to finally agree to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday, for instance. Is this something that you anticipate doing for the next 10 years, if that's how long it takes?
Well, I think we're going to be very honest, see how it goes and see what the reaction is. If we get the million signatures, then we're on a very good start point. And then if we get very good credibility then in our messages to the Congress people, then we'll take it on and go further. I think we are really behind it because I think the message we're getting from everybody we've talked to is that they really believe it's a good idea. So let's see how far we go. And, you know,
is there some significance, Fergal, in the number of a million signatures? Is there some law or rule or procedure that's the amount you need?
Kevin, I'm not actually sure on that. I think it sort of sounds like it's a very resonating number, and I think it has a big impact. Depending on how that's presented.
Are you going to take it to Congress regardless of how many you get?
No.
Okay, you're not.
Millions are
targeted. A million, okay. All right. And where are you now?
I'm in San Francisco.
No. I mean, how many signatures do you have?
How many signatures? Not up to date. Haven't been up. I know we're close to 100,000 yesterday.
So we only have 900,000 to go by?
Well, yeah, but the campaign is only kicking in now. This is like, you know, really, there's new TV ads out.
Okay.
There's new sponsorship things happening. So over the next week, that'll certainly pick up as people get into the spirit of St. Patrick's Day.
So by a week from Sunday night, I think, is the
16th. A lot of the major cities are having their parades the week earlier. So, I mean, I'm in Chicago this weekend, and Chicago starts off their parade on Sunday.
Okay.
So, you know, people will start getting into the spirit of the whole idea. And buying into the idea. So, yeah, the numbers will pick up fairly rapidly now.
No, absolutely. As we get closer to St. Patrick's Day, the awareness will raise. I just signed the petition myself while we're on the phone right now. I'm on the website. And you have now, with my signature, you're at 883,898
to go. Cool. So we're moving.
Look, if 30 million people can pick up the phone and call American Idol for some 16-year-old singing karaoke, why can't a million people sign to make this a holiday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got – thanks very much for saying that. Get them online now. Yeah. Brilliant. It is a great idea. So let's have some fun with it.
Is there some place I can sign to have 2 days, one for St. Patrick's Day and one for recovery?
You're thinking clever.
Is that shooting too big? All right.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that what America needs is more time off. I think we can all agree on that.
You need a rest. Yeah,
that's for sure.
This is a fantastic way to start. So go to Proposition317.com. And if you can't remember that, just think St. Patrick's Day, March 17th.com. We've been talking to Fergal Murray, the Guinness Brewmaster. Always a pleasure to have you on the show,
Kevin,
Fergal.
Thanks,
keep doing the great work.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you. Keep rocking there.
We will. Thank you. Bye now.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry. I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Morning, kids. 7 movies of interest are opening in theaters across the Southland this week.
Any good ones?
There are a couple really interesting choices that you have an option for this weekend. Let's take a look at some of the smaller films that are opening in selected theaters. First is a documentary that follows young women rocking out and learning life lessons of empowerment at the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls. It's called Girls Rock.
Yay! Really?
Female rock stars. That's cute.
Haley's pretty good.
Well, there are some, but none of them learn it in girl rock camp.
Yes, they do. Rock and roll camp for girls. Girls rock!
Yeah. It's for little girls, I take it?
May all your dreams come true, girls. May all your wishes come true. This would work if I had this going. There we go.
Sorry.
That's much better. Also, opening today is Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day.
This sounds interesting, but I know nothing about it.
This is a comedy for chicks. Amy Adams plays a debutante with a lot of money, and a governess mistakenly comes to her home and becomes her housekeeper. And Amy Adams takes Frances McDormand as Miss Pettigrew under her wing and teaches her how to live life.
What's a governess?
Governess is a woman who looks after kids, like Mary Poppins was a governess. Like a nanny.
Oh, okay, like a nanny.
Like a nanny.
Okay.
But
she's illegal?
This woman doesn't have any, your nannies, Kevin. This takes place in like the 30s, when all the nannies were white women.
Oh, all right.
But this girl doesn't have any kids. It's a mistake, but she keeps her on anyway as sort of a housekeeper and then teaches her how to live and love life and learn an important lesson.
They all learn a valuable lesson?
Absolutely.
Well, that doesn't sound so good, but I do like the cast.
It is. Amy Adams and Frances McDormand, both very good.
Snow Angels is a story about lost love and found love. And love that you lose and then find again. And then when you've found it, sometimes you lose it. But then you find it again.
You find it in the snow?
The only reason I'm interested is because Kate Beckinsale and Sam Rockwell star in this film.
Oh, tissue!
And they're both two of my faves. So you may want to check that out. And lastly, the little movie I'm most excited about is a film called Married Life, a dark comedy that takes place in the 1940s about a gentle, kind married man played by Chris Cooper, one of my favorite actors, who falls in love with a smoking hot younger woman played by Rachel McAdams.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
And he desperately falls in love with her and wants to marry her, but he just can't bring himself to hurt his loyal, true, sweet wife played by Patricia Clarkson. He can't bring himself to hurt her feelings by asking for a divorce, so he plans to murder her.
Oh!
That is a reasonable decision.
Really? He decides it would be better for her. It would be easier on her if he killed her than if he broke her heart by telling him that he was in love with them.
So he's only thinking of her. Woman.
Exactly. He's only thinking of her.
I see. He's a giver. Okay.
Yes. Pierce Brosnan co-stars as his best friend who tells the story, but apparently it's very dark and very funny. So Married for Life is in selected theaters also. Let's take a look at some of the bigger movies opening in wide release this weekend. Oh, Martin Lawrence is back!
Woo!
Oh, as if welcome back Roscoe Jenkins wasn't enough to sate your desirous hunger for Martin Lawrence movies. Now we've got a new one right on the heels of Roscoe Jenkins. It's called College Road Trip. And in this wacky comedy, Martin Lawrence plays an overprotective father who has to escort his daughter on a road trip to prospective colleges. And you know what? They've got a little pig they bring along with them. It's a little pet pig. And all that pig sure gets into some mischief. And that Martin Lawrence and that pig sure don't get along. It's funny. F this movie. F Martin Lawrence.
I don't think they're shooting for you, Ralph.
But at least this movie has Donny Osmond in it, too. So it's got that going for it.
Wow, I don't think they're shooting for anyone, then.
And Raven Simone.
Okay, so they're shooting for the Disney people. It's a
Ralph,
Disney movie, right?
Do you need to put out the warning that you do from time to time for our fine African-American listeners that they don't need to feel that they have to support this just
because
there's a
black dude in it? Don't feel obligated because Martin Lawrence is in it. These people are not on your side, black people. That's what I'm telling you. These filmmakers are not your friends. They're just out to take your money by feeding you bad, crappy movies because they think you'll go to anything. Prove them wrong. Stand up. Say to yourself, no, I will not go.
They're not African. They're African-American.
Well, maybe some of them are African. And say, that's what they should say. Anyway, here's a clip from the movie where Martin Lawrence does not like the looks he's getting from their little pot-bellied pet pig. Doesn't like it at all. They don't get along.
And something about that pig, he keeps eyeballing me like I'm cooking his cousin.
Pig ain't eyeballing you.
See, he's doing it right now. Baby, look, he's doing it right now. He's doing it.
It's all in your head, James.
Little Houdini pig.
Ain't no Houdini nothing over there.
I know at one point, the pig eats a lot of coffee grounds and gets really wild and amped up. He sure does go crazy, that pig, while they're looking at colleges with Raven Simone. Are you kidding me?
Can anyone smell that?
How does it happen? How does someone read the script and say, God damn right we're making this movie. There's a pig in it and it eats coffee grounds and it sure gives Martin Lawrence the stink eye. Green light. Oh, man.
Yeah. I think it's for kids, probably.
College Road Trip in theaters everywhere. Also opening this weekend is 10,000 BC. You know, I was just thinking the other day, I said, why are there no more prehistoric caveman movies coming out? They used to be a staple. They used to be out all the time, the 50s and the 60s, 70s, 80s. You always had a prehistoric caveman movie coming out. Why are there no more? Because nobody wants to see this.
Looks good to me.
Oh, Kevin.
No.
What can this movie show us that Ringo Starr in Caveman hasn't already provided us? That's what I'm asking. Here's the movie, a clip from the movie where Deleuze, one of the cavemen, is rallying his caveman warriors before a big fight, 10,000 B.C.
We, the people of the Agal, hunt the mightiest of beasts, the Manak. He is great, and we are small, and still we bring him down. Because we hunt together, as one.
When the sun rises,
We will join our brothers and sisters on the mountain of the god and convince them to fight with us together as one.
Hmm. The Geico commercials with the cavemen are more compelling than this movie.
Why do they speak English with an accent?
Because that's how everybody talked in 10,000 BC.
That just doesn't make any sense.
At least in Clan of the Cave Bear, they didn't speak English. They just went, they just grunted a lot, which is probably how they did it back then.
That clip didn't sound as good.
And we shall bring down the famous beast Nochnar. Behold, we, my friends, fight as legion. Everyone grab your spears with stone-head heads and carry forth upon me as we bring down the woolly mammoth and place him in the La Brea Tar Pits, which will come many years from now.
Isn't this a super big-budget, like, Michael Bay kind of
No,
deal?
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's that goddamn Roland Emmerich.
Who's that?
That's who it is.
Roland Emmerich, who has personally, single-handedly, almost brought down the action movie.
What else has he done?
He's a crappier director than Michael Bay is when it comes to these kind of movies, believe it or not.
Wow.
He and his little pal Dean Devlin have just ruined films as we know. They're responsible for Godzilla. Remember Godzilla with Matthew
Broderick?
Oh, one of
the worst ever.
Yeah.
I love that one because it's so bad.
Oh, it's horrific.
Oh, it's really bad.
Remember Day After Tomorrow?
Oh, sure.
That's right.
The weather movie where Dennis Quaid
That's
has to walk across the United States on snowshoes to get his son who's drowned in a library in New York? Remember that movie?
Frost.
Remember that runs cold? He's so fast he can outrun cold down a hallway? That's Roland Emmerich.
You
Nazi goddamn bastard. Go back to whatever effing country you came from, you German kraut bastard.
I don't think anyone's Nazi anymore, Ralph. Days gone
how
by.
How do you explain the evil he's perpetrating
if
he's not
know.
A Nazi?
I don't know, but I don't think it's Nazi.
This goddamn bastard.
I think it's... It might be bad, but it's not Nazi.
And lastly, a movie I can finally stand behind. One that looks excellent. I cannot wait. I'm going to just go. I'm going to roll around in it. I'm going to get popcorn and just eat it and watch it.
Okay.
The Bank Job. Jason Statham stars as the lead in a bank heist movie. I love me bank heist movies.
I do, too.
Anytime there's a
Sucker.
Heist, you say heist, I'm there. He gets a crew of rookies together to pull off a bank heist, targeting a room of safety deposit boxes containing a treasure trove not only of valuables, but of also dirty secrets about the people who own those safety deposit boxes. So it's got a certain wrinkle to it as well. Saffron Burroughs co-stars. She's smoking hot.
Ooh, yes.
Jason Statham is always entertaining. Here is a scene from The Bank Job where Jason Statham decides to change his deal with his fellow criminals. Don't play Omar.
I'm not.
Just play the
goddamn clip. I wasn't
going to
play Omar.
What was all that going on between you two right there?
I got the clip. I got the clip.
You have no idea the danger you and your chums are in, do you?
Is that right? And where would that be?
You've opened Pandora's box, you dumb prick. That's why.
I know it's at stake. And I know how expendable we are. So I'm changing the deal.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. You get all your nasty pictures. But here's the twist. We get indemnity.
You can't be serious.
You can bet your bollocks I'm serious.
Yeah, bet your bollocks. Which are balls in England.
What?
Balls.
They say bollocks?
Yes.
Jet Li, you killed my pop.
That's what we're going to do. We have a skit plan.
Jason Statham, it doesn't get any better.
He's good.
He's just, I was just watching Transformer 2 the other night. Oh, just, I love him.
Transformer 2 is already out?
Yeah,
Transporter.
Transporter.
I'm sorry, my bad. Anyway, this is my pick for the week. I can't wait to see this. Heist. That's all I care about. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
You know, everybody has levels of annoyance, levels of anger, levels of screaming, levels of how mad they get. Like, there's a top limit to how mad somebody can get.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I saw it from Lightning this morning. I actually saw Lightning more pissed about something than I've ever seen him pissed about.
Really?
I think I saw the same thing. Tell me why he was mad when you saw him.
I don't know. Something to do with the hubcaps on Beer Mug's car.
That's why.
He is throwing the biggest tantrum in the world. You would think that Beer Mug had just mowed down his family, left them for dead, the way Lightning is screaming at him about his hubcaps. He's so offended by them.
Beer Mug, instead of getting black rims, just took off his hubcaps just so that you could see the inside, like the black part of his rim, so that it looks kind of like it's black on black.
Okay.
And that's pretty ghetto to Lightning. He's like, no, you can't do that. Yeah, you can buy ribs. $60 for an 18-inch. What are you doing? I can see your lug nuts, for God's sakes. He actually said that.
But why does Lightning care what Beer Mug does with his rims?
Lightning cares very much about cars.
Yeah, this is sacrilege.
lightning, Beer Mug is a very, very low-paid employee.
Yeah, I know.
And but by low paid, I mean she means paid. Not paid.
I think exactly. What happened was, see, Super Steve bought a very similar Scion and did the same thing because Steve didn't have any dough. And then he pulled off the hubcaps. Yeah, so I think Mug said, oh, this is the trend. And I'm thinking, dude, you seriously nowadays can get an 18-inch rim for $60.
That's one rim.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you need four, but I mean.
That's a lot of money for Mug.
He just spent $18 grand on a car, so you
and
can afford
no
to.
More money.
Maybe he's out.
Or wait. You don't have to take the hubcaps off. You can wait for maybe 3-4 weeks, maybe into a month until you get the money for a nice set of wheels.
I don't understand why take the hubcaps off, though. Why not just leave the hubcaps on?
The latest trend is black rims, and most rims stock, like under the hubcaps, are flat black. So you get that instant appearance.
So it kind of looks like black just by popping off.
Well, you know what? A lot of race cars on the drag strip have black wheels, and that transcends to the street.
By the way, I don't know what makes you think, Lightning, that Beer Mug in 3 or 4 weeks is going to have expendable income of $250 to buy those rims. I mean, again, the guy doesn't have any money.
Plus, think of his booze budget.
I was thinking that, too.
You know? We know what he spends
on. He drinks
on alcohol.
That in a day.
He should sell blood and plasma and sperm in order to get the money.
Why does
you guys missed it yesterday when he was yelling at me.
For what?
Well, what's the complaint about you with your big banana car?
That's unforgivable what you did.
Banana car.
It's unforgivable what I did. Did you hear what
did
I
you
started?
Do? Yeah.
You know, every Thursday we've got a great guy named Hector who comes here who washes our cars.
Great.
Sure.
He does a really diligent job.
What are you talking about? 7 out of 10 at best.
Oh, Lightning.
He does a great car wash and he only charges $10.
I know,
well,
it's
you
insane.
Get what you pay for.
So Lightning says to me,
You're gonna let Hector wash your new car?
And I was like, yeah, sure.
First of all, he uses hose water. Second of all, he uses chamois and he doesn't even have the proper machinery to clean them.
I'm telling you, he's taking all the sediment from everyone else's cars and rubbing it into Ralph's brand new, beautiful car.
I've never had it.
It's a tragedy.
I've got my car washed because the guy comes to the station.
He does here in the parking lot. Yeah.
It's so convenient. It's
wonderful.
For $10, I've got my car washed for 4 years.
You're trading convenience for paint because it's rubbing all off.
My paint is fine. And the car wash is really kind of exceptional.
But he uses hose water.
Exceptional.
What does that mean?
You use hose water. What is he supposed to go to, a mountain glacier and melt down some ice and bring it down in buckets to wash your car?
Any good self-respecting detailer would use deionized water.
Well, of course. Everybody knows that.
Come on now.
You don't
seriously.
Want those nasty ions all over your car.
No, it glides right off. It keeps the
but
dirt off.
But he's not a detailer. He just comes and washes cars.
I know he's just washing the dirt off. I mean, I get that. It's the
That's what a car wash is.
But don't you want a car?
He's just washing it.
But
taking the dirt
listen
off.
To me.
How dare he?
He says it in a disgusting tone.
He doesn't, the chamois, right? After 30 cars, it's got a lot of sediment in it, and he's scratching up all the other cars.
Here's the thing about that. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Lightning's just making wild assumptions.
Look at the black cars. Look at Mr. Weatherby's car. Look at some of the other cars that he's had a chance to clean, and they're just spider swirls all over it. By the way, I had to call my guy in to go detail Mr. Weatherby's car so he could return it back to the dealer because it was there were so many swirls all over it, and that's from Hector.
Why do you hate?
Maybe Beer Mug should get a job out there washing cars to raise money for his new rims.
Using deionized water.
Deionized
and
water.
And baby asses to wash the car with. So it's
right. No chamois, baby asses.
That's right. Live babies crawling all over the car. Wash it off. Soap of babies.
The things that you are obsessed about, like Beer Mug's rims. I mean, okay, maybe it's a little ghetto. Okay, so what? I can't imagine getting upset about
ghetto.
That.
I don't know. It's just that it's so easy not to be ghetto.
Maybe he wants to be ghetto.
No, but I don't think he thought about it.
How does it affect you one way or the other if he's ghetto?
He pulled it off and thought, oh, this is cool. I'm like, you don't get...
Well, you should certainly dissuade him from that idea.
You can't just go to Pep Boys and buy some parts and throw them on your car and now it's cool. I mean, you have to do the right things to your vehicle.
You've got to spend a lot of money but listen, or trade mentions on the radio for equipment. That's how you do it. I'm the car cool police. I say no, he gets a ticket.
But see, listen, stock, it was cooler. Stock, it was at least it looked good. And now it just looks like you're riding on stock rims.
Just let him drive what he wants to drive and don't care. Just live and live. That's what you do.
Make a documentary about it, Scorsese.
It's all I have.
Make an impassioned documentary. You can send a Sundance next year of how people
get out there with yours.
get out there with your camera and document this travesty, this the crime against nature.
Like, this guy over here just washes the dirt off. It's an outrage with ionized water.
Beer Mug's Rims is Lightning's personal Darfur. I mean, it really is. Like, he has never been more pissed about anything in his life.
Woo, 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 woo.
Remember the girls that we had at the breakfast with Jack Johnson? Remember
that? Hey, the girls like Jack.
He draws. Yeah, he draws a pretty strong group.
The only problem with the girls that came to the Jack Johnson breakfast was every single one of them, to a girl, had those bubbly toes. I hate that. I hate that. It's just weird looking. You look down, the girl's wearing sandals, you see all those bubbly toes. It's just strange.
Disconcerting. It's KROQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, the Kevin and Bean Show, on the air with the KROQ microphones. We're there in South Pasadena to find out what residents think about the no cussing week that has been getting so much attention. Psycho Mike was down on the street yesterday. We'll have highlights of that coming up for you after the news at 9. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's happening?
This has been a pretty good show for a Friday.
I think so. Yeah.
Usually we slack off. We lose interest around Wednesday-ish.
Yeah.
And then the last 2 days are sort of afterthoughts.
But put up with each
other.
Strong.
Okay. We had a great guest today. Who was that skateboarder dude we had on? What was his name?
Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you know his name.
Why, did I mess it up?
About 150 times.
Did I?
We were just wondering if you actually knew the guy's name.
Rob Dyrdek.
Well, let's just take a listen to a moment with Kevin. And, we'll
and now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Rob and Big. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Durden. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Rob and Big. Wow!
That was a moment with Kevin.
Rob Durden. Rob Durden stopped by.
Why would I say that?
Multiple times.
I was going to ask you.
I watch that show regularly.
I'd like to know do you know a Rob Durden?
I don't.
Is that where that was coming from?
Why would I say that?
Your childhood friend with a Rob Durden?
I have it written down right on my paperwork.
Rob Durden.
Did you used to throw rocks at a guy named Rob Durden?
No, Rob Durden. Robbie Joyner.
Rob Durden.
Wow.
You watch the show and you
I watch the show regularly.
And you know his name.
Yes.
Off the air, you've been fine.
Yep. Yeah. On the air, you to his face every time called him Rob Durden.
Why wouldn't someone say, hey, what's that about?
Because it's too funny. We said, let's see how long Kevin can go before he corrects himself. Well, answer was, never.
Now I'm a jackass.
Now.
I'm just saying, I liked him.
You want to listen one more time?
Yep.
No.
Rob Dyrdek was in the station.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Rob and Big. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Durden. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Rob and Big.
That was a moment.
Why wouldn't he correct me?
Too nice. It's
polite.
Too nice.
What the hell?
I have bought the website, though. What would Rob Durden do? I've got that up and running. So if you need to check that out for entertainment news, you can find that.
We can't stop you, by the way.
That's a surprise. Yes, well, somebody could point it out if I'm being such an idiot.
When you see those interviews of, like, old Nazi generals that they find somewhere in Argentina, they're like, why didn't you try and stop Hitler? You're like, you can't. You just can't.
It just wasn't that. You don't know. You weren't there. It was a different sort of atmosphere.
That's
we feared for our lives. We were just following orders. That's what we say all the time.
That's embarrassing.
Right, I'm sure Rob Durden in some places is very happy that you mentioned him so much on the air.
Remember when I ran into, I can't remember which member it was of U2, I called him by the wrong name. That was good.
You sat next to him at the Grammys when you were a seat filler that year.
Mm-hmm.
And said, hey, Bono, let's go.
I can't remember.
It was The Edge?
Something like that. I was like, oh, sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Rob Durden.
I've got a word scramble going on in my head.
Yeah. Maybe you should ask Corinne Raley Bay.
Come on, you guys. Don't let me be such a jackass if he's in the studio.
What are we going to say on the air live?
Yes!
Kevin, it's Dudek.
You've never corrected me before on the air.
I wasn't in the studio at the time to do that. I was in the room howling with laughter.
They did put it up on the call screen. I think Lightning put up on the call screen with the pronunciation. It's Dyrdek is what it said up on
the screen. And I was annoyed by that because I know.
That's right.
I was. I actually thought, what is he doing?
Why we don't correct you. Because you get annoyed at us.
I watch that show regularly. What a douche.
Because Kevin, goddammit.
The radio show in your head. Sounds a lot better than the one that comes out of your mouth.
I'm not a fan of me.
Yeah.
Shoot. Called him Durden.
I'm out of time already. I'm out of time for show business.
Damn it.
Can you believe that?
Now I'm bummed. Well, I thought we had a good show. I really liked him. I liked talking about the show.
That added to the show.
No, it didn't.
Now we've got that forever. We've got what would Rob Durden do forever to run with?
You covered the most important showbiz story in this report, though, which is young Hollywood's disrespect for reality TV stars.
That's right.
But I like that show.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
I like Rob.
Willard Scott is 73 years old today. He's become the people he says happy birthday to on the Today Show.
Absolutely.
He's that guy now.
I'm really upset.
Rachel Weiss from the Costa Gardener and other motion pictures is 36 years old today.
Hey, Kevin. If the season ended today,
I'm really bummed.
You'd be a fag.
Oh, wow. No. Wow. No, I agree.
Laura Prepon. Donna from That 70 Show, also from October Road. She's 27 years old today.
I like that dude.
Peter Wolf, lead singer for the Jay Giles Band, or the Jay Durden Band, if you're Kevin. He is 61 years old.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude.
What is that? You're just lashing out now?
I'm just bummed.
Yeah, basically.
Just acting out of anger.
Kevin is a great guy.
Come on. Why
he
would you guys?
Not much of an entertainer.
I'm Rob Durden.
And how am I?
And I walk the showbiz beat.
And how am I so consistent with the wrong? I mean, you'd think maybe I could say it wrong once.
Yeah, you would.
That's the mark of a true champion, Kevin.
Kevin, goddammit.
I had it written down right.
It's not the guys who hit the occasional homers. The guys who are up there batting consistently well all the time. Those are the guys who make it to the Hall of Fame.
I watch the show all the time, him. Bummed. Yeah. I'm bummed now.
Well, Kevin, did you graduate?
Come on.
Give Mr. Durden a call and tell him you're sorry. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show. It's okay, little buddy.
Whatever.
Why are you so bummed out, dude? You've made so much worse mistakes than this.
I know, but
this is nothing. This doesn't even rank in your top 100 most embarrassing things that's ever happened to you on this show.
Yeah. No, but most of that stuff I don't care about.
You care about this one.
I do. Because
just take your medicine. Come
I watch the show regularly.
So we won't be apologizing to Leonard Nimoy or Sean Penn.
No, I don't care about that.
I see. Okay.
All right. Here's what happened for folks who get to sleep in and join us late. We had on Rob Dyrdek from Rob and Big, the MTV hit show. By the way, he's going to be appearing tomorrow at the DC Shoes on Melrose from noon till 4 for their grand opening. And Kevin's a huge fan of his, and he made that very clear. We interviewed the guy. He was on with 45 minutes or so with us. What Kevin didn't know until just a few minutes ago is that he called him by the wrong name virtually every single time he tried to talk about him during that hour.
Yeah.
I've watched all three seasons of his show.
Did you?
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Robin Big. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Durden. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Robin Big. Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Hey, Rob.
Rob Durden's on Rob the phone Durden. Right now, Kevin.
Hey, Rob.
Dude.
Rob Durden here.
Why is it that you would not, I mean, after the, like, third time, why wouldn't you correct me?
You want to know what? It was kind of funny to me. But
everyone's laughing except for me.
Look, but Bean kept saying, kept pronouncing, like, enunciating it at you, and you weren't hearing it. So I was like, it's almost kind of funny that you can't hear everybody else saying it. Trying to help him.
Every time I would say it wrong, Bean, they said, I don't even remember this, but immediately afterwards would say it right.
Yeah.
And, well, because I didn't want our guests to be embarrassed.
And our producer put it up on your computer screen there for you to see, Kevin.
He did it. When I saw that up on the screen, I thought, well, I know that. Why is he putting that up there?
You got annoyed with him.
I was very annoyed. I had no idea.
Yeah, you couldn't pretty much butcher it any worse.
Hey, you're lucky it was just
Dyrdek.
Yeah,
but it's hard to miss that K. It's hard to turn that K into an N.
It is hard to do Durden. Yeah.
Durden is fresh.
I don't know where that came from. I know your name.
You know what I'm saying? You want to know? You just know me as Rob.
I do.
Rob,
that's true.
Big.
But all right, Rob. I'm sorry.
Hey, how lucky are you, Kevin, that only Rob came in and not Bag?
Bag Black.
Rob, you were the best. Thank you. I'm sorry I butchered your name.
All
right, man.
Bye.
See you later, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
K-Rock. We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
The sultry and mysterious Juliet from Lost in a bikini last night coming out of the surf. Well worth you checking out if you have it on the TiVo, Ralph. And
I will.
I bring up Lost because we have a copy of the new Lost video game on the platform of your choice for What It Do Nephew callers right now. 1-800-520-1067. Now available in stores. Plus, a What It Do Nephew t-shirt for you as well.
All right. Let's begin with Marcus, who is calling from Glendale. Good morning, Marcus.
What it do, Durden nephews?
What it do, Durden?
Good morning.
F you all.
Hey, what's I just wanted to ask Bean how pissed off he was that Doc referred to it as daylight savings time.
Oh, that does drive
Bean
crazy.
Set Bean off.
I did not hear. We don't listen to Doc's News in here. So fortunately, I did not hear that. But that I'm glad you brought that up because it is indeed my pet peeve. In fact, I sent a strongly worded letter to the Today in LA people this morning for doing the same mistake.
Every year he writes complaint letters because it's not daylight savings with an S. It's daylight saving. Yeah,
exactly.
It's not just me. It's not arbitrary. I mean, the thing has an actual official legal name by Congress, which is daylight saving time.
Right, but only
why
you
not,
care.
Why
and
not
yet,
get
no
it
one
right?
Cares.
But only you care is what I'm saying.
All right, you better go deal with your kid there, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you. The kid's hungry.
Whip out your breast. Oscar and Covina, good morning.
Man, good morning. What to do, nephew?
What to do,
Oscar?
Hey, boo, what's cracking? Hey, I just had the best milkshake of my whole life.
Okay.
Really? It's the Captain Crunch milkshake.
Oh, that is good. That's
never heard
good.
Of it. Where do you get that?
Yes.
Am I allowed to say where I got it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Carl's Jr.
Really?
Captain Crunch milkshake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He brought him in here for you guys. He made the big stink.
He did. He brought him in. I was all excited. It tastes just like Captain
huge
Crunch.
Stink. Hey, guys, it's Captain Crunch. It's a milkshake.
Yeah, Lightning drank mine.
Is that right?
He said, I drink your milkshake.
I drink your milkshake.
All right, that's a good tip. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Memo in Monterey Park.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Durden?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
All right, serious question, guys.
Yeah.
If you were the last man on Earth and you had to repopulate the world, who would you rather do it with? Kristen Dunst or Danny Noriega?
Daniel Noriega.
Well, you can't repopulate the world by doing it with a dude.
Or
so,
could
I mean,
you?
If the point is to make a baby, you'd have to choose Teethy.
But Daniel Noriega has such girl features. I'm sure he has like anal ovaries or something like that.
Anal ovaries.
That's a great band, by the way.
There's the band name right there we're looking for.
Yeah, if I could have a baby with Danny, I would definitely take Danny. Yeah.
And if not, I'd let the species die. That's what I'd do.
Danny's hot.
Let's go
He really does look so much like Jessica Alba that it's disconcerting to watch him on television.
Aaron and Whittier, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do,
baby boo?
Hi, Aaron.
I just want to give a shout out to the Clipper faithful.
The Clipper faithful.
And tell Psycho Mike you better take an extra pair of underwear to the game tonight because they're good for one upset a year. I've been a Clipper fan since Ron Harper couldn't speak English, and they're good for one upset a year, and I think tonight is it.
Right. Let's see. Put some money on
Lakers have won 9 out of the last 10 games. You're aware of that, right?
They're good for one a
Clippers
year.
Haven't.
And I think tonight is the night.
Okay.
It's a bold prediction, sir.
Hold on to that thought as long as you can, my friend. Thank you for the call. Dave the King Mexico gave up this morning, by the way. Gave up his
bet. Before the game, he surrendered, yeah.
Just said, I give up. I'm not even going to be in the bed anymore. That was for who goes further in the playoffs. Jessica in Woodland Hills. Good morning.
Good morning. What it do?
What it do?
I just wanted to say you guys got to stop talking about Amy Winehouse.
Why?
Is it gross you out a little?
She is a disgusting, disease-ridden whore, and every time you guys even mention her name, I feel like I need a shower and an STD test.
Yeah, you probably do.
That's about right.
Yeah.
What about Jessica? We just discovered and we're just talking about, maybe you heard, that she is 24 years old. She looks 50.
She looks like 60.
Yeah. It doesn't help to put your cigarettes out on your face, I'm guessing.
No, I think not.
Yeah. So you're not a fan of that kind of talk.
Definitely not.
Okay.
I'd rather hear more about Durden. What's his name there?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, Rob Durden?
Rob Durden. That guy's a good dude.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm calling him Kevin Durden.
All right. That's funny, everyone. All right. Let's put that behind us.
Let's never put it behind us, you mean?
Let's go to the red line and say good morning to Charlize Theron.
Charlize?
Seriously?
Am I talking to my boys?
Charlize!
Oh. Look at this!
Hi, you guys.
Good morning, my love.
Oh.
How did this happen?
You guys or what?
You don't miss us.
We miss you.
And you don't miss Ralph.
Yeah, apparently not.
Hey, I didn't even know you were there, Ralph. I just woke up. What do you want from me?
I went to the sleepwalking premiere last night at the Directors Guild.
Okay. So I just woke up, and I was just informed about this, and I went, you know, I didn't stay because I'm a little under the weather, and we're in the middle of the press junket and everything, so I was being a good girl, a responsible girl, and I went home, and then they just told me right now, they said, you know, all your guys from K-Rock was there, and I was like, oh!
Ralph was hanging off the ceiling, and he had the spy in the night, you know, glasses. He was trying to figure out where you were. He was watching for you very closely.
I combed the after party looking for you, Charlize, and I could not find you anywhere, and I was just crestfallen.
But that's why we had breakfast this morning.
That's right. Well, don't tell everybody.
Charlie's, why do you do that?
Don't encourage him.
Why do you encourage that kind of behavior?
Now, you guys, you're so sweet for going last night. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Congratulations, by the way. The film is excellent.
Oh, thank you.
And your performance, of course, is great. But Nick Stahl, and who's the little girl who plays your daughter in that film?
Anna Sophia Robb.
Boy, is she amazing.
Yeah, no, seriously, I'm scared.
Yeah, she's fantastic. At that age, she's amazing to be that deep a performer. But really enjoyed the film. And when does Sleepwalking come out?
It's going to open March 14th, which I think is next Friday.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Charlize, here's the question that we had this morning. And I think I know the answer, but I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad we have you on the phone so we can ask. Did you stop coming on the Kevin and Bean show because, A, you won an Academy Award, you don't need us anymore, or B, because Ralph was starting to creep you out because he believed your love for him was real?
No, I was getting tired of, like, hearing you in a monitor because you were living on some farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still happening.
That's what it is.
That's still true. Is that still happening?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But we prefer it that way now.
How is farm life treating you over there?
Farm life is fine, but you're dodging the question. It's because Ralph creeps you out, right? I mean, that's really what's going on here. You can be honest with us.
I'm gonna tell you guys right now on the air in front of however many viewers or listeners I should say you
have. Got a lot of viewers. Go ahead.
Okay. When I have something to promote, you guys are going to be the first people I'm going to come and visit in person.
Okay, now we're talking.
Wow.
All right.
Even if Ralph's in the building?
Even if Ralph is in the building,
okay.
and I'm coming, and I want cake.
Okay,
you can do that.
Done.
Cake, and I want Ralph to be in some kind of a superhero outfit.
Oh man, are you talking right up his alley?
Fantastic.
Wow. Talk about easier done than said.
Demands. No one's got more superhero outfits at home than Ralph.
Well, wow. I think Batman's going to be feeding you cake the next time you come in, Charlie.
Is that code?
That does sound like a euphemism that scares me.
Well,
all right.
Don't you have
a deal? Can we make a deal right now?
Yes.
Don't you have Sleepwalking to promote in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, but sweetheart, I'm leaving town.
Oh, honey.
Oh,
okay,
snap.
So the next thing then.
Yeah, I have a great movie coming out July 4th with Will Smith called John Hancock. So I'm going to come on.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to come and talk about that film while Batman's feeding me cake.
Okay.
Oh, that's the best news I've ever heard in my life.
I feel as if I'm in a dream right now.
You might think that would embarrass Ralph. He's happier about your visit now that he can wear a Batman outfit.
Who am I?
All right,
nothing
Charlize.
Better than feeding cake to Charlize Theron is me putting on the cape and cowl.
That's better than feeding her cake?
It's the only thing better.
All right.
Takes it to the next
level. Listen. Charlize, thank whatever people you have that tipped you off to the conversation we had this morning, because that was awesome of them to alert you that we had the bat signal in the sky and we got a chance to catch up with you. So we'll look forward to seeing you for that movie then, okay?
You guys are awesome, and I just want you guys to know you guys always support, and I want you to know I don't take that for granted. So thank you so much, and I'm going to see you soon.
All right.
Very soon.
Okay. Beautiful. And all.
That's right. We're going to hold you to that.
No, I'm coming,
all right.
baby.
Thank you, Charlize.
Thank you, Charlize. We love you.
Hey. Thanks, you guys.
Bye, my love.
Bye.
Poor thing's sick. Wow. It's out of bed. The guys from K-Rock are talking bad about you.
Jeez, Kevin, that's the great Charlize Thurman right there.
Charlize Thurman.
Somehow not as funny to me.
I love her so much, but I'm not allowed to love her as much as I want to, because clearly she's Ralph's girl, and I'm not going to try to impinge on that.
She
but she's the
asked
best.
Asked me to put on a superhero costume.
Yes, she did.
That's what
she
it.
Asked yes, she
me
did.
To do. You're going to be unbearable.
I want to thank our special guest, Kim Martin, who is frankly dog food compared to Charlize, but you can see her on That's Amore Sunday nights at 10 on MTV. Speaking of MTV, Kevin, who's that guy that came in from the Robin Big Show today?
Rob.
Yeah, just Rob.
For those of you who tuned in late, we had Rob Dyrdek on the show.
You don't need to set it up.
And Kevin had a hard time remembering his name.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Dyrdek is part of Robin Big. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Dyrdek. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Dyrdek is in the studio. He is half of Robin Big. Yeah.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
See, but here's why I like him so much, because he heard me saying it wrong, and he heard Bean saying it right, and he found that funny and didn't correct me.
Yep.
He, like the rest of us, just let you twist in the wind.
Oh, I'm such a douchebag.
DC store grand opening tomorrow on Melrose from noon till 4 if you want to meet Rob. And thanks to the Guinness Brewmaster, who is named Fergal something or other. Fergal Murray, thank you very much. Go to Proposition317.com to sign their petition to make St. Patrick's Day a holiday. I think we're out of time. I think we have to play that song and say goodbye and have a good weekend and blah, 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 blah.
See you on Monday.
Oh, and thanks to Charlize Theron, too.
Yeah. God, I love her so much.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
The best tonic is chronic.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy for
this
you?
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Ralph is so happy he needs a moment right now.
Yeah.
40 minutes nonstop K-Rock coming up next with our friend Kat Corbett. Stick around for Foo Fighters, Nine Inch Nails, The Killers, Rise Against, and more on K-Rock.
Roll. Just like the other one.
Marijuana is just nature's way of saying hi.
I don't have another sin.
Come on, dude. Just take one hit. Don't you want to be cool?
But don't walk out that joint. Just pass it around. But don't walk out that joint.
So it's over? That seems unlikely.
What do you guys do over there after the show's aired? You just send the tape straight over to the Smithsonian?
Before you go, there's one thing you need to know, and that's I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults who meet kids on the internet for sex. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, we'd like to hear it. If not, you can walk out the door you came in.
Hey, guys, nice job by you. Better job by me. Out.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.